Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. People do shake their heads and wonder how Americans in a war zone can get to such a point where an innocent man might be yanked out of his home in front of his family and taken away. It's a court-martial at Camp Pendleton involving members of the Marine Corps and the Navy. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is there. Steve?
Well, Hartley, after court-martial, Navy Corpsman Nelson Bacos has pleaded guilty to kidnapping and conspiracy, this stemming from the incident in Iraq last April. But the key part of this hearing has been Bacos' testimony. He's accused Marines of murder and a cover-up. He said Marines took this 52-year-old Iraqi man, a civilian, from his home. The man was taken to a roadside, his hands and feet tied, and he was killed. Bacos said after killing those involved were told by the senior Marine to lie to investigators to say that they thought the Iraqi man was planting roadside bombs. Live at Camp Pendleton, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It rained in Apex, North Carolina today, which scrubbed the air clean of the chlorine cloud, and the chemical fire is almost, but not quite, out.
It's hazy today. It's been raining. It's drizzling right now. And officials are really crediting the wet weather with helping to control this situation, helping to dissipate those plumes of chlorine that were pouring from this plant overnight, and also the wind shifting it away from populated areas. So this has been a good thing today.
CBS's Gwen Velton. It's a cat that won't make you sneeze, won't make your eyes swell up.
It still exists. It's still there, but it's at a lower molecular weight. So people that are allergic, their autoimmune system can't detect it.
That's Megan Young, the CEO at Allerca, which has come up with this genetically altered, normal-looking cat. Could be just about any cat, genetically tuned up not to have that eye-watering protein in it. We learn about it only now. A third death to the E. coli contamination of fresh spinach. A woman in Nebraska who died in late August. 190 other people got sick around the country before the crops were finally inspected, cleared, and the all clear given a week ago. An assistant to one of the White House's top political gurus has resigned.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. It's a casualty of the Abramoff lobbying scandal. Susan Ralston, an assistant to top presidential adviser Karl Rove, resigned in the wake of a congressional report on the lobbyist. Ralston once worked for Abramoff and was a recipient of tickets to sporting events he sent to the White House. A spokeswoman says Ralston resigned so she would not become a distraction for the White House.
A chef in Providence, Rhode Island, has bugs on the menu. Not the occasional gnat or roach that falls into the grinder for the meat sauce. David Gracer's talking katydids for dinner. Gracer says they're easy to catch, nutritious, and tasty, and there are billions more bugs than there are the rest of us. The Audubon Society of Rhode Island has a big bug tasting tomorrow. Wall Street, the Dow is down 16, the NASDAQ lost 6 on the day. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Belinda.
Come quick, my daddy's in trouble. My dad is...
Okay, I have you on Hayden Hill. I'm going to conference in emergency services.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please.
This is Belinda with OnStar. I have a young child on Hayden Hill. Something has happened to his father.
Hurry, I got 20 feet of plywood crossing me.
We'll get help out to you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Daddy, they're coming. They're coming.
The police are there.
You're okay, sir?
Daddy, are you okay?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay. Please, no, we're here when you need us.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Canada is upset that one of its innocent citizens was well and truly run through the anti-terror ringer. CFRB's Brian Lilly reports.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper informed President Bush during a phone call that Canada will launch an official protest over the treatment of Meher Arar by American authorities. Arar was detained during a layover at New York's JFK airport. Rather than return to Canada, he was deported to Syria, imprisoned and tortured for a year. An inquiry cleared Arar of terrorist links and faulted Canadian police for faulty intelligence and American officials for deporting a Canadian overseas without informing Canada. Brian Lilly for CBS News, Ottawa.
Harvard professor Edward Wilson's been waving the red flag over threats to biodiversity for many years. Now he's told students at Montana State University as many as half the world's species may face extinction by the turn of this century, climate change, pollution, and human habitat the reasons. Harley Cox.
Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock, welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And I want to remind you today we're going to be joined in the 5 o'clock hour, somewhere in the 5 o'clock hour, by Max Cleland, who is in town to support Bill Durston and to support Charlie Brown. And he will be joining us. And there are lots of things that he can speak to, including the whole voting issue, because we think that there could have been problems with the voting machines in Georgia. He was heavily favored to win that election, and he lost that election by a huge percentage compared to what he went in with in terms of a huge plus. Monday, we're going to be joined by Arianna Huffington. Wednesday of next week, Elaine Petricelli of Book Passage in Corte Madera will be talking about fall books. And the 24th of October, the distinguished author and journalist Simon Winchester will be with us here in the studio. Saturday, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, the debate between Phil Angelides and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only debate that those two are going to have. And there are Republican parties that are scheduled for all over the place, and there are Democratic parties, watching parties that are scheduled for all over the place. And Arnold is going to be meeting with some of his people afterward, I think at the convention center. He'll be a part of some sort of an event there. But you can hear the debate. We are going to carry it live starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And Scott Sims and I are going to follow up afterward with a special edition of AM 1320 election coverage. We'll be talking about the debate, how it went, your thoughts about it. You can participate in this, and I think it's going to be juicy. Here is what's being said right now. What various political scientists are saying is that Phil's got to knock it out of the ballpark tomorrow. This is, you know, there's no way. I mean, Arnold is walking into this thing with a double-digit lead. He leads anywhere from about 10 to 17 points. And Phil has got to really... All Arnold has to do, it's like tennis, all Arnold has to do is make no errors, make fewer errors than his opponent. And what Phil has got to do is really knock it out of the ballpark when it comes to Arnold. Is that going to happen? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And what Arnold may be inclined to do is to put Phil on the defensive. So that's what we're looking at, what's going to happen tomorrow. We're anticipating what could happen tomorrow. Political scientists are saying, look, Phil's got to really make himself known here. This is his only opportunity. And let me quote, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle. This is Carla Marinucci, and her reporting is usually pretty good. She's saying, she's quoting Bruce Kane, who's a UC Berkeley prof, political science prof. The odds are overwhelming that it will not have an effect on the race. In other words, this debate, he thinks, will have no effect at all on the race unless Arnold makes a whopping error and verbal gaffe. Indeed, Schwarzenegger has expressed confidence regarding his first one-on-one debate, saying he has not needed to practice for the event. The one-hour forum, sponsored by the California Broadcasters Association, begins tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and as I said, we are carrying it live. Now, here's another fly in the ointment. Democrats are concerned and upset. They're noting that the moderator for the debate, which isn't really going to be a debate, it's going to be sort of a conversation, is broadcaster Stan Statham, who was a Republican legislator for almost 18 years, and he is a registered lobbyist for the Broadcasters Group, which is the California Broadcasters Association. He decides all the questions. Reporters are not allowed to participate, said the Democratic Party spokesman Jim Millman. Still, the hour clearly represents a critical opportunity for Angelides, who, lacking money for a major statewide ad campaign, can potentially reach millions of voters Saturday and fire up a campaign that has failed to inspire many, even in his own party. But most observers say that Phil's chances here are a long shot. Phil Angelides needs to land a punch. He has to put Arnold down on the deck. He needs for Arnold to have a political Tourette syndrome moment. But even then, there are going to be huge challenges for Angelides, the Chronicle's reporting. The Democrats' only chance to debate Schwartzy has been scheduled on a Saturday, a low TV viewership night, at the same time that Cal plays Oregon in football and Major League Baseball playoffs will compete for the TV audience. And don't forget, it's Saturday night, and people are going to be going someplace, or they're going to be coming back from someplace. But if you are, you can listen. You can listen in your car. And it's Saturday night, and you might forget that you can listen. You might have just blown the whole thing off, or you're busy watching Lawrence Welk. Who knows? In any event, this means that Phil has really got to land a punch. Is he going to be able to do that, is my question. The Schwartzy campaign manager, Steve Schmidt, who worked for both Rove and Cheney, said the governor is looking forward to the debate very much to lay out the differences between him and his opponent. He has a vision, which includes holding the line on new taxes, making California the leader in high-tech, biotech, and nanotech, while Phil Angelides has yet to articulate any type of vision for the state. Well, if that's true, if Phil's vision has not been sufficiently articulated so that even his Democratic base is not solidified or consolidated behind him, then I think back to Bill Clinton. Think back to when Bill Clinton was first running. Think back to when you first heard about Bill Clinton. And here's what you thought about, here's what I think Bill Clinton was able to do. Like Ronald Reagan, he was able to articulate that shining city on the hill. He was able to make you see it. He was able to make the hairs on the back of your arms stand up. Back of your hand. Well, somewhere. The hairs, if you had them, they would stand up if they could, and they would do it without Viagra, too. So, what they're saying about Arnold, he's a professional performer. He spent a lot of time in front of the camera. He's had a lot of experience there. To suggest that he might be ticking off the minutes, making sure he doesn't have an accident, isn't too off base. So you know what Arnold's going to try to do? Arnold's going to try to run out the clock. I'm going to say something here. If you were listening to yesterday's show, you heard Phil on my program. We only had him for about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. We tried to make the most of it. But if he comes at Arnold with that political boilerplate that he started out with on our show, it's not going to work, and it's not going to work for him. And it's the result of too many stump speeches where these phrases just roll off your tongue, and they don't resonate with anybody, and they don't have any magic to them. The language can have magic. The tone of your voice can have magic. Arnold is a performer. Phil is not a performer. He can risk looking too feisty, too whiny, too naggy, too aggressive. But I think if he can do it with a sense of humor, if you walk that line where you're confident, you have a sense of humor, you know you're smarter than your opponent, you know your opponent has never read any books that didn't have pictures of muscle men in them, I think you can go forward. And if you're funny and you've got a sense of humor and you just, you know, hit it squarely in the sweet spot, all the better. But will that happen tomorrow? If you were making a bet, what would you say? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Bee is also reporting that they have about the same, well, no, not exactly. They're not so far apart in terms of money as I would have imagined. Schwartzy started out with way more money, and he spent a lot of it. And maybe that's why, one of the reasons that he is so far ahead in the polls. But Schwartzy's got about $34.2 million, and Phil's got about $25.1 million. And this is, Schwartzy's getting 22% of his money from developers. He's getting 22% of his money, another 22% from the financial services industry. He's getting 11% from entertainment, 10% from manufacturing and sales, 7% from technology, 7% from agriculture, 5% from health, 16% from other. Phil, he's getting only 17% from development, as opposed to Arnold's 22%. Phil is getting 17% from the legal sector of society, 14% from the finance sector, 14% from unions, 19% from others. So they both need more. Who was at the debate last night between Bill Durston and Dan Lundgren? Because it sounds to me, looking at the reporting in today's Bee, it looks like Lundgren lost it and got testy. So it means that maybe Durston was making a lot of really good, solid points. And it sounds like there were a lot of Durston supporters at the event, maybe more so than Lundgren supporters. So does that mean that the Lundgren supporters didn't feel they had to show up because they think that Dan is really going to carry it home for them? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. How well did Durston do last night in the debate? Durston noted that Lundgren had never served in the military. Durston, who was a Vietnam vet and an ER doc, said, "I don't have respect for anyone who favors the war but has never served or fought in one." So Lundgren was on the receiving end of a number of barbs, and there were a number of Durston supporters in the crowd. So I'd love to hear from you if you want to give us an eyewitness report of how that debate went down. I'd certainly like to know about it. You may have seen that the Bee is not endorsing Cruz Bustamante for insurance commissioner. They are endorsing a Republican, Steve Poizner, who's a Silicon Valley guy who's tried to run before and hasn't won anything. He is, as I said, he's a Republican. But guess who's endorsing him? Forget the Bee. Do you remember Harvey Rosenfield, who has been a prominent, he was the author of the landmark Prop 103, the Auto Insurance Initiative. He's also always been considered a Democratic ally. But he is endorsing Steve Poizner. We'll talk about that as we continue. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Pat in Colfax, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I got something to... I got a little personal vendetta with Brock S. Schwarzenegger.
What?
Did you see what he said about the Mexicans? What is he jabbering about? Why is with him? Why is everything the racial issue with him?
Well, we'll talk about that.
About the blacks and Mexicans, he can't keep the blacks and Mexicans out of his mouth. I don't get that.
All right. Here's no stranger to sensitive ethnic remarks. Schwartzy drew criticism yesterday for saying that Mexican Americans have acculturation problems because they are so close to their country here, while collectively praising Asian Americans for assimilating into the American way of living. Are you a Hispanic, Pat?
Yeah, I'm mixed, actually. I'm Hispanic and African American.
Okay.
And, you know, I just find it quite ridiculous, you know what I mean? It's like he picked on both of my my racial origins and he go after the Mexicans once again. And it's like...
Well, he thinks if you would ask him...
I'm not going to get him elected again, you know what I mean? Because the majority is Mexicans here.
Well, how are they responding, the people that you know?
Well, they're just tired of him having to put racial issues in here. You know, I quite find it that Mexicans are very hardworking people. And, you know what I mean? You know, yes, you know, everybody, we have some people in jail as far as African Americans too, but Schwarzenegger's got to stop playing the race card about, you know, ethnicity. You know, people are great from everywhere. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. He's not even American himself. So, you know.
Oh, he's not?
No.
You, we don't pronounce it California?
No. You know what I mean?
Here's what he would say about you, Pat. If you are a combination of Hispanic and African American, he'd say you're hot, hot, hot. You don't want to get near him in a locker room when he says that about you.
It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? You know, because I'm not a blockhead, you know what I mean? I'm an irrelevant thinking person. And with Arnold, man, he's not. I don't understand how he's going to be.
But here's my point about Arnold. The bar for him is set so low that whether he's grabbing your boobs or whether he's grabbing your ethnicity, nobody expects much better of him, and it doesn't seem to hurt him. If Phil were to do that, if somebody else, you know, a regular, ordinary candidate were to do that, there would be a tremendous outpouring, an outrage. But with Arnold, because he's, there's a downward race to the bottom, nobody even thinks twice about, oh, that's just Arnold, they say, because they cut him a lot of slack. Pat, I thank you for...
But it's not right, though.
All right. Well, let's see how people respond to what you're saying. I agree with you. Let's see how they respond. Let's see if it takes off anywhere. I think it's probably not going to go anywhere, but I thank you for the call. Those of you who are Hispanic, those of you who are Asian, were you offended by what Arnold had to say, or is it just what we expect from him? Here's what he said. He said that Mexican Americans have acculturation problems. He said they don't really acculturate into the culture because they're so close to their home country that they're always going back and forth. And while praising Asian Americans for assimilating into the American way of living. Democrats supporting Phil charged that the Republican governor was once again engaging in divisive racial stereotyping in remarks similar to tape comments he made about a Cuban and Puerto Rican woman that were revealed last month, and that was Bonnie Garcia. And he said, well, she's hot, she's a Latina, she's a African-American, and she's, you know... That didn't go anywhere. He called and apologized to everybody, and it didn't get any traction. Now I'm hoping this might, but I don't think it will. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about that. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. And did anybody eyewitness to the Durston-Lundgren debate yesterday? I'd like to hear about that. Oh, and guess what? My ophthalmologist, who is a big Durston supporter and friend, Ivan Schwab, just won. He just won the Ig Nobel. The Ig Nobel Prize in Science awarded at Harvard for figuring out why woodpeckers don't get headaches. And he's got a whole woodpecker. He's got a whole woodpecker costume that he wears, too, for the acceptance ceremony. So all you peckerheads out there, this is the answer to your why you don't get a headache. Jeff in Cameron Park. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
And the last caller, yeah, it's people like him that need to quit getting butthurt because there's a relative sense about... I understood what Arnold was speaking about when he was talking about embracing the America, the culture, and just trying to figure out how to get through the regular process of getting paperwork, getting a job, and doing things correct. So he's using the Asians for an example because they've certainly been able to fit in. But when people get on and they want to call it a race card issue, I don't know. I just think they hear the word black or Mexican or Asian or anything else, and then they want to get butthurt over it rather than listen to the context.
Are you going to vote? Jeff, are you voting for Arnold?
Undecided yet.
Oh, you're not undecided. You are going to vote for Arnold. You are not undecided.
Well, no, I am undecided, but Angelique's going to have to do a whole lot more than what he said about the raising of the taxes and whatnot and then sucking up to the unions. Because it doesn't, if for a taxpaying person, it doesn't look good for me. I'd like to work hard and keep as much money as I can.
Are you making over $450,000 a year?
No, around $200,000.
Well, then, you know what? Then you're not going to have to worry about it. It's only if you're making more than $450,000 a year. So when you get into that bracket, you have to worry about it. Otherwise, he's trying to reduce your costs. And here's the other piece of news, too. Guess what? There was supposed to be a meeting today at CSU about raising the fees, and mysteriously it was canceled because they're going to raise those fees, and I don't think Arnold wants that to be on the table at a time when he's facing an election. 349-1320, Michael in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, I'm that Sinatra's waiter. I'm that Italian guy that used to...
Oh, right, okay. For those of you who don't know, he used to be Frank Sinatra's waiter when Frank Sinatra came to Tahoe. Yes, Michael, so tell us, with those credentials firmly in place, what would old Blue Eyes do?
Well, what would old Blue Eyes do? He'd be offended also.
He would?
That's right.
Okay.
Just like he was offended the way they treated, you know, Sammy Davis.
Okay.
It's offensive to be to mention any nationality. We are all people. We're the Americans. Don't people understand?
Well,
that?
You know, it's interesting. Why, you know, you are a politician and you want everybody's vote, and I think they've made an outreach, certainly made an outreach into the Hispanic community. So the question would be, if you're at an Asian American event, why mention some other ethnicity that you don't think is done as well? Why just not say, oh, you Asian Americans, you have done so beautifully, congratulations, let's applaud you, good, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Why mention Hispanics and then compare Hispanics unfavorably?
Exactly. Why mention anything?
See, this is what, you know what, here's what we want to pray for.
Liars, they're cheats, and who cares who cares if they're Democratic, Republican, Greenpeace?
Who? Well, who are you talking? Who are you talking about? Who are liars and cheats?
No, that's what we're being taught. That's what we're being fed.
Here's what we can. Here's what
liars and cheats.
Michael. Here's what we've got to pray for. Here's what we have to pray for between now and tomorrow. More of this from Arnold. That's what we can pray for, because the more he sticks his foot in it, the more I think he doesn't do himself any good. But I was thinking that this was going to blow over, but maybe not. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, George in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, George.
Yes, hi. First of all, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to be voting for Arnold. And the thing is, he says the truth about Mexican, they come here, they don't work for... First of all, I'm a foreigner myself, and when you come to this country, you got to adopt the system in this country.
Wait a minute. What country are you from, George? Are you sitting here calling on our airwaves to what? Malign Hispanics? Is that what you've called to do?
No, I'm from Africa, but when I came here, I want to live the American dream, so you got to follow the American system and respect everything about this country. That's why we came here.
So who isn't doing that? Are you saying, you're going to vote for Arnold because why? What has he done? What does he do? What has he done for you, George?
Well, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for every Democrat except on the governor's race.
Why?
Because the governor is doing a great job and people are missing.
What did he do for you? What has he done for the state of California until this flurry of legislation as he faces an election and is pretending to be a Democrat? What did he do for you, George? And why do you think...
Not for me, but it's doing good for this.
What did he do for the state?
Well, he's trying, man. He's just been here. I don't know why people don't like him, because he's a foreigner, and when he says a little thing, people blow it over, you know?
All right.
These people sneaking through the border, running through the border, you know, they need to speak English. If you go to Mexico, you have to speak Spanish.
I thank you. George, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Are the Hispanics not hardworking? Would we have an agricultural industry without them? Would we have a clothing manufacturing industry in Los Angeles and other places without them? Would we be able to staff our restaurants and other businesses without them? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, I am just loving the day. I'll tell you what, from here, okay, Roseville, all the way to Elk Grove, Modesto, and who knows, maybe even L.A., I have no incident to report.
No incidents?
No incidents. I mean...
No hit and runs?
No hit and runs, no nothing. And
no cows? No cows posing as a governor in the middle
cows,
of the road?
No Follies, no nothing, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm loving it. A little sprinkles we're going to see, though, still highs right around 80 tomorrow. Enid Live continues on this fabulous Friday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Oh, sure, you listen to AM 1320. Sometimes you call in. That's great. You vote. I'm very proud of you. You're doing the right thing. But sometimes you need to get out there and pound the pavement, and you need to knock on some doors, maybe make a few phone calls.
Please volunteer in the upcoming November 2006 election. The Sacramento Democratic Party has three opportunities for you to volunteer in the area. The first is the Northeast Sacramento Democratic Headquarters at 4142 Sunrise Boulevard in Fair Oaks. The phone number is 961-8877. The other is the Elk Grove Democratic Campaign Headquarters at 31 2137 Dwight Road, Suite 500 in Elk Grove, just north of Laguna Boulevard. Their phone number is 421-0202. And finally, the Phil Angelides campaign, which is located at the corner of 21st and N Street. And their phone number is 448-1998. Please volunteer in this very important upcoming election.
Get out there. Action is necessary.
Mud's greener. I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor Hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee Newman and Ron.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Good 3:32 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. The Al Franken documentary opens tonight at the Tower Theater, by the way. So it's something I want to see. It's not getting the greatest reviews, but we love Al Franken. We're trying to have him on the show, so that's in process. And when we have a date, we'll let you know. Arianna Huffington, though, will be joining us on Monday. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the soup again. And I really thought it would blow over, but I see a lot of you are really responding to this. He is in the soup again because he was at an event that was honoring Asian Americans, and he managed to insult Hispanics. He said Asian Americans have assimilated their way into the American way of living. He said, but Mexican Americans have acculturation problems because they are so close to their country here. So why praise one at the expense of another group? That's my question. Why did he even do that? I hope he does more of that tomorrow. I'm not trying to I'm just trying to get him de-elected and have Phil, maybe Phil can, and Phil did start to talk about it, and I really didn't think this would catch fire, but it looks to me like many of you are really responding to this. We have one line open. Lethesia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Am I saying your name correctly, Lethesia?
Yes, very close, Enid. Lethesia.
Lethesia, well, welcome.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for your show. I love your show, and I love what you're doing today.
Thank you so much.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's not fair to compare one race with another. We should all be given an equal opportunity across the board. So it's not based on a person's ethnicity or gender. It's based on an opportunity for improving the quality of life.
So do you think that this is going to... Now, he was saying things that... I don't know if they were uncomplimentary. I didn't read them as uncomplimentary. When he's talking about Bonnie Garcia, he says she's a combination of African-American blood and Hispanic blood, so he thought she was hot. Now, I don't see that as a negative, but why even bring it up?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Enid, and I would say probably because he was an actor before he was a politician.
Which means?
Which... Well, in other words, that is probably more of the norm for him.
Uh-huh.
Rather than now, since he is the governor, he has to be more mindful of what he says.
All right. Well, let's hope he gets into the soup really big time tomorrow. Are you planning to watch the debate or listen to it here on AM 1320?
I am.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I hope you'll call us with your opinions when it's over.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for
calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 349-1320. This opens up a line. Janice in Chico. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for making my commute home very enjoyable.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you.
I'm a professor of social work at Sac State, and I teach in the master's program. This is my 14th year, and I have had a variety of students from various countries, whether it's Asian, whether it's Latin America, and I've got to tell you that in response to the caller who is talking about immigration and why he's supporting Schwarzenegger, I just want to tell people how our students, my students, are outstanding, dedicated, hardworking people that want to learn, that work hard, that are fulfilling the American dream, and you know, so to speak. And when I go to graduation and I meet their parents, and their parents, and my students are first generation here, and some of them have been born out of the country. When I meet their parents, I just hold the parents and congratulate them, and I say, thank you so much for being here, and your son and daughter have been pleasurable, wonderful students in our program and in my classes. And so I just...
Can you make these kinds of broad observations that he is making? I mean, he's painting people with those stereotypical, almost racist-like observations where all Mexican-Americans are thus and such, all Asian-Americans are thus and such. I mean, you know, you have Asian-American gangs, too. You've got all kind, you know, you've got good and bad in every single ethnicity. So why pit one against another? Why even go there?
I agree, and I was going to comment that, you know what, people who are not as functional in our society, however you want to define that, it cuts across all classes, all ethnicities, and it's not one particular group, and we shouldn't look at it that way. And I just wanted to say that I've had the you know, I've had experience with a variety in my career as a social worker, and I don't think that people should have those racist views.
Well, but he does, and I'm wondering whether it's going to affect anything with him or not, because people don't expect that much. The bar for him is set very low. Janice, thank you so much for the call. 349-1320, Sue in Alberta. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I just had a comment on this. A couple of things. Number one, he's telling these people in the middle of an Asian cultural event that they should divorce their culture and their cultural inheritance and their heritage if it's a different one. Another thing, when my friend came over from Germany a couple of years ago, it was right after Arnie got elected, so he and I walked around the state capitol. This gentleman was from Germany, and one of the things that made him so angry was Arnold's affected accent.
What do you mean is affected? Which you mean is affected? English accent? American accent?
Yes. And Arnie was on TV last night saying, these people need to learn the language. You know, and it's like, hello?
You know that cartoon strip, California.
Exactly.
All right, Sue, I thank you very much. 349-1320. David in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Well, I actually think that maybe overcomplicating this situation, we're looking at the governor and asking ourselves, why is he making these comments?
Yeah, why?
The answer, I believe, is, well, because this is what he thinks about people. He separates by race. I mean, period. There's no other explanation for why he puts
down race. Is that going to be enough? Is that going to be enough to cost him a few votes in the election? People seem to forget. You know, they cut him. You know, we have different standards for different people.
We need to use it in combination with everything else that he's doing incorrectly. But to answer the question of why he's doing it is because that's the way he thinks. That's the type of person he is. And it's actually quite simple, and that's the governor that we have right now.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Thank you for pointing it out. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. More of your calls as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
And there she is, Lisa West, who's going to give us an update on traffic and weather together from the left. And we're going to find out whether there are any cows in the roadway. We're going to find out whether the hit-and-run situation has ramped up from nothing. And we think her computer is frozen up. That's what we think is happening. So we can come back to you. Can we do that? Why don't we do that in a couple of seconds, and let me get this call as we fix our technical problems. Let's go to Ann in Sacramento. Hi, Ann. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, Enid. Very quickly.
Yes.
Your callers must not have the experience or the irritation I have when I make a call on the phone to a company, and I hear this automated voice saying, press 1 for English, marque tres por Espanol. It's not Mandarin that I'm asked, or Arabic, English, and Spanish. And I think that's all the governor is saying, that get with the program, people, that's all. I just leave you with that comment?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can understand what you're saying, but I have different thoughts about that. But I think what you're saying is something that a lot of people are feeling, and let's see how people respond to what you're saying, that you're irritated. Whatever you pick up a phone and you hear, and are you irritated when your election materials come in a variety of language choices?
Absolutely, because I have low vision, and when it's in English and Spanish, I'll tell you, it's a headache to go through it. So, yeah, I would just, you know, I think that's all the governor is saying, is it's just they're making it.
But here's the other side of the argument, Anne. There are we could not function without this workforce. And if you're coming in here and you're harvesting the fields, how much time do you have to go to school to learn English? Now, I know somebody who had some time to do it, and it was a very arduous process. She did. She got her green card. Actually, she worked for my sister. She did a magnificent job, but it isn't an easy thing to accomplish, especially if you're being paid sort of a minimum wage and you're here illegally. How are you going to sign up for anything? Yeah, how's that going to happen?
Yeah, but that's not the only group that's coming in and working for low wages. you know, at any rate, I just, you know, I just wanted to throw that for people.
All right, let's throw it out there and see how people respond to it. I thank you for the call, Ann. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
Well, I'll tell you that our Rose there in Sacramento, here, Roseville, wherever, is not like my computer. It's not frozen. Okay. We're going to see only sprinkles. That's it. Highs tomorrow, 80 degrees. You might even not need a jacket, though. To note, you will. 50. Couple of sprinkles and some wind going on. Now, eastbound I-80 at Atlantic Street, we have a three-car crash. Northbound I-5 just south of eastbound 50. That two-car crash is stopping traffic. And Paul from Elk Grove, thank you so much for your phone call and giving me a traffic update. I love the real-time traffic. Westbound I-80 and a Douglas Road, it is stop-and-go traffic, and we're not quite sure why, but just stay clear of that. It's usually in that left-hand lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Your more.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's upload on all my America.
Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.347 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I want to remind you we're going to be carrying the gubernatorial debate live tomorrow, and we'll be talking about it afterwards. And Scott and Sims and me, Andy Sims and I, are going to be live in the studio. Scott Forrington will be at the debate, and we'll be reporting. And all of us are going to be talking about it, and we really are inviting you to participate in the conversation, because whatever happens, and something's going to, it's going to be really worth talking about, because a lot is riding on this for Phil, and all Arnold has to do is run out the clock. All he's got to do is be affable and be funny and be well made up and be camera ready. He doesn't have to do too much. But meanwhile, some of his ethnicity comments have gotten him into the soup. And Ann just called, and she said she doesn't like it. She gets pissed whenever she picks up the phone and she hears, if you wanted to talk in English, press 1, and if you don't, press 2. Are you upset about that? I think it's just what happens. And if we are depending on this workforce for our economic survival, which we are, because I don't know if you've been following this story, there's a lot of crops that have gone unpicked because there aren't enough, with all this Homeland Security illegal immigration debate going on, there are not enough people coming in to do the work in the fields, and this stuff is just rotting. And farmers are beside themselves, and DiFi and Barbara Boxer and everybody else are trying to deal with the situation at a time when nobody else particularly wants to do it. So if you're coming in to work the fields, where are you going to go to school to learn English? I mean, as a practical matter, you're making what, a kind of minimum wage, if that? You're working in the fields, you're back-breakingly exhausted, and if you happen to be illegal, how are you going to register for something when suddenly your legality becomes an issue, whether you're going to seek medical care or whether you're going to learn how to speak English? 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So, yes, in a perfect world, everybody should learn to speak English, but it's not always possible. Jeff in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff. Jeff?
Oh, hello?
Hello, you're live with Enid. Wake up.
Yes, I am an immigrant like Arnold. Actually, I'm a little better. English is my only language. But I have a lot of problems with people who assume, because I speak English with Arnold, that there's something wrong with me. So I'm thinking that maybe if you could push the right buttons, and that Arnold may be suffering from some kind of inferiority complex, that he's diluting his Aryan blood to get involved with all these Americans. Maybe we could, still can push some buttons and ask him, why is Arnold so fixed on, making comments about people's ethnic origins?
Well, that is a really good question. So you're saying that the reason he's doing it is because he's insecure. And I think,
I think
Jeff, you're onto something, because if he weren't insecure, he wouldn't have gone in for bodybuilding. Yes, if he felt okay the way he was, he wouldn't have had to bulk up.
He's really worried that he's going to lose his Aryan purity or something.
Well, I thank you for that.
I think we should also worry, the most, of all the Austrian leaders that we've learned about in the past, that maybe Arnold is trying to emulate them.
Well, I don't know, but it's a thought. I thank you for the call, Jeff. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Are you offended by Arnold's comments whenever he references ethnicity, and why is he doing it? What he should be doing as a leader is bringing us together and not trying to divide us further. And how does this benefit him? But, he's sitting there with such a strong double-digit lead, he could probably say almost anything. Probably not going to hurt him that much. It's going to be interesting to see how Phil references that. And also, the CSU system was supposed to meet today to talk about raising fees, and most of the people on the board are Arnold appointees, and what do you know? Guess what? The meeting got canceled. It's probably not going to resume until after the election, is my guess. 349-1320, I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I feel like a superstar today. The roads are just amazing. I can't believe it. Some incidents, though, slowing traffic down southbound 99. Looks like I-5 and 50 there. We do the little octopus. It's a little slow backing up traffic now. Paul did give us a call and told us Douglas Road and westbound I-80 is stop-and-go traffic. Otherwise, look, not bad. If you've got an update, please give Lisa West a call. 349-1320. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've been.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence.
great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, Max Cleland is going to be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're carrying the debate live, the gubernatorial debate live tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so I hope you'll join us, and we'll be talking about it afterwards. Scott Sims and me taking your phone calls. A couple of pieces of news. First of all, here it is. Angelides has made a statement. He has released the following statement following the revelations that the CSU Cal State University Board of Trustees canceled this month's meeting regarding potential fee increases. This public meeting regarding CSU's budget, always held in October, has been postponed until the week following the election. This is further evidence that if he's elected governor, Schwartzy will cut school funding, slash health care, and once again raise college tuition and fees. So I don't know. Phil is probably going to hit Schwartzy with all of that. Meanwhile, there are all these events that are planned for tomorrow. You have Phil having all these watching parties, and then you also have Schwartzy having a bunch of watching parties. Everybody's going to be watching the debate, and everybody's going to be assessing it. And let me just see if I have some of the information here for you. Californians for Schwartzy will host a debate party, a debate watching party, followed by a post-debate rally with an appearance by Schwartzy, his very self, at the Sacramento Convention Center. So if you want to pose as a supporter of Schwartzy, it's going to happen at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, and the SAC Convention Center is at 1400 J Street. Meanwhile, Angelides supporters They're hosting more than 100 debate watching parties in communities throughout California on Saturday, and they're occurring in places like Los Angeles and in San Francisco at Schroeder's Cafe on Front Street, and Fresno and Santa Barbara, and I don't know where they are in Sacramento. Well, we can just watch it, and we can listen to it, and we're bringing it to you live. So I don't see a listing for a venue in Sacramento. I'm Enid Goldstein. This is the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. 3 more hours coming up right here, right now on 1320.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Graphic details of a crime in Iraq.
A Navy corpsman accuses Marines of kidnapping, murder, and cover-up. I'm Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton.
A White House aide with ties to convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff tenders her resignation. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. 7 Marines and a sailor were charged with killing an Iraqi civilian earlier this year. Today, the sailor struck a plea bargain with military prosecutors and testified about what happened.
The incident took place last April. 21-year-old Navy Corpsman Melson Bacos calmly described step by step what he saw. He said the original plan was for Marines to kidnap a known terrorist, but when the man wasn't home, they went after someone else. A 52-year-old man, a civilian, was taken from his home. His hands and feet were tied. He was then shot at least 10 times. Corpsman Bacos said after the shooting, Marines placed an AK-47 and shovel near the body to suggest that the dead Iraqi had been planting roadside bombs. Everyone, he said, was told to lie to investigators. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
Now this.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
A top White House aide is the latest casualty of the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal.
A week after being named in a congressional report on the actions of convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, Susan Ralston has resigned from her job as an assistant to presidential advisor Karl Rove. Ralston was cited in the report as being the most frequent recipient of tickets to sporting events from Abramoff and his team. In fact, she worked for Abramoff before serving at the White House. Her letter of resignation mentions none of this, but a spokeswoman says Ralston wanted to avoid becoming a distraction here. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
With a crucial election looming, Republicans are trying to limit the damage from the Mark Foley email scandal. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss brings us up to date.
As the House Ethics Committee started gathering evidence about who knew what when, and the FBI kept looking to see if Mark Foley's awful emails broke any laws, Republican leaders tried to make up and play nice. The public backstabbing and finger-pointing has slowed, as Republican leaders are mostly uniting now around embattled Speaker Dennis Hastert, hoping all of this won't hurt them too much with the voters. CBS News political analyst Dottie Lynch says it might.
After the week of unrelenting stories, one after another, polls seem to indicate that there has been some damage.
Individual House and Senate races moving in the Democrats' favor, and one poll showing an astounding 80% of Americans have followed this Foley story. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush visiting a FedEx facility in Washington was quick to point out this morning's news from the Labor Department.
National unemployment rate is down to 4.6%. Wages are going up. Energy prices are falling.
Mr. Bush didn't mention that the economy created just 51,000 jobs last month, far fewer than expected. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's.
One of the big problems is the continued decline in manufacturing. And the other one, which has popped up this year, is decline in retail trade employment. Retailers just aren't hiring people anymore.
The fifth Amish girl killed in Monday's schoolhouse siege was buried today. Melissa Medley of CBS television affiliate WHP says some Amish have been visiting gunman Charles Roberts' family.
We saw several times yesterday and today Amish leaders and members of the Amish community take time out of their day, out of their day of grieving, to go to the family of the killer in this case. They delivered baskets of food, offered condolences.
One of the dead girls did something heroic in her final moments. According to a younger sister who was wounded, 13-year-old Marion Fisher asked Roberts to shoot her first, apparently hoping to give the younger girls a chance to survive. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
I'm father speaking out, want to tell you what it's all about. But you don't listen, you don't care.
405, 5 minutes after four. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. Max Cleland joins us in the next hour. Arianna Huffington will be with us on Monday. Elaine Petrocelli from Book Passage on Wednesday of next week. And on the 24th, Simon Winchester, the distinguished author, journalist, who writes some really fascinating books, and he'll be joining us in the studio. So that's just a list of some of the people who will be joining us. We are going to be carrying the gubernatorial debate live tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And afterward, Scott Sims and I, we are all going to be discussing it, and you can participate. So the three of us, Scott and Sims and moi, your goddess, will be talking about what happened, what didn't happen. I think it's going to be juicy, whatever goes down. What the political scientists are saying is that Arnold is so confident of his lead, and he's saying now that he's done no rehearsing for it, he's made no special preparations, which I think is probably not the case, that what Phil has to do is he's got to really land one and keep landing him, and whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. They're expecting not a huge audience for the debate because, you know, for one reason, many of us are disengaged. But it's also the night of the playoffs. There's a game going on between Cal and Oregon, I think. And it's Saturday night. It's the low viewership night for television. But I hope it's not the case for radio. And we're going to bring it to you live. So if you're in your car going somewhere, Arnold has made some comments about Hispanics, and he's made some comments that were kind of derogatory about Hispanics as he was trying trying to boost Asian Americans. And I don't know if that's going to have any impact or not. I wonder what your thoughts are. Also, California State University system would be meeting, should have been meeting, a couple of weeks before the election. The Cal State Board of Trustees has canceled its late October meeting where it was to consider boosting student fees by as much as 10% for the next school year, and they aren't going to consider this matter until after the election. So what does that tell you that's going to happen? Arnold doesn't want that out there before he's elected. He thinks it might get in the way, I'm sure. 349-1320. Alejandro and Dixon, hi, you're live with Enid.
Arnold was very, very wrong. Very wrong.
About what, Alejandro?
Well, about his word. No, Mexico, you know, our heritage is our heritage. His heritage is his heritage.
Well, he's saying that Mexican Americans don't assimilate, don't, because the country's so close, they go back and forth, and so they don't take the time or the trouble to assimilate as well as Asian Americans, whose homeland is much farther away.
No. We work very hard here, too.
I know you do. I agree with that.
We work very hard. He should be impeached. He shouldn't even have to go to prison. He's all wrong. He is so wrong. You know, everyone in my neighborhood is mostly Hispanic, and we're all upset with that.
So, are you all registered to vote? Is everybody registered to vote in your neighborhood?
You know, we have some illegals. You know, I have some illegals in my family, but it doesn't matter, though. You should have never
seen. Are you? That's true, but are you registered to vote, Alejandro?
Excuse me?
Are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to vote.
You won't be getting my vote either.
All right, that's a good thing. So everybody you know, he's made some outreach to the Hispanic community. You'll be doing the same thing, and for people who are able to vote, you might want to point it out to them. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There is a new survey out. The number of Americans who think Denny Hastert should remain as speaker, and this is according to Survey USA. You want to guess? The number of Americans who think that Denny Hastert should remain a speaker, according to Survey USA, 27%. 27% think that Denny Hastert should remain a speaker. 63% think he ought to resign. And 43% think that he should leave the House altogether. Well, it's heating up. I don't know what's going to happen there either. So here are the things that we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in the debate tomorrow. We just know that Arnold is feeling confident. He's well ahead of Phil. He's made these comments about Mexican Americans that are derogatory, and they follow on the heels of comments he made a couple of weeks ago referencing Bonnie Garcia. Phil says he's asking the governor to release 4 hours of tape. I hope Phil releases the tape because the governor is allegedly making some nasty comments about some of the people he works with, including Fabian and including Don Parada, but we don't really know for sure. In the meantime, this board meeting, California State University board meeting, was scheduled. The trustees were scheduled to have met a couple of weeks before the election to discuss raising student fees by as much as 10%. Phil's against it, and Arnold has gotten the thing, we think, postponed until after the election. I think a lot of the appointees are Arnold appointees, and this has been on the schedule for quite some time. It sounds like well over a year. So what's that all about, and why is the meeting now going to be held a couple of weeks after the election? Because here's what's going to happen. They're going to raise student fees, and Arnold doesn't want that right before the election. I am telling you, he's pretending to be a Democrat until the day the election is over, and then he reverts to what he actually is, which is a Republican. He raised far more money. He doubled the cash raised this summer that Phil had, Arnold did. He raised way more money than Phil, but he has outspent Phil, and both of them have bankrolls that could only fund a week of ads, and this is according to the Sacramento Bee. So but all of that money that Schwartzy raised has gone into helping to raise his awareness. In the meantime, I just got this from the Daily Kos. It was a posting. John Doolittle is in trouble. I am convinced that he will be indicted. The trouble is timing. It might happen before November, but it could also happen after the election. Another open question is what crime will he be indicted for first? Doolittle offers prosecutors a cornucopia of corruption. So it might be his connections to Abramoff or Duke Cunningham or his wife's fundraising scams or some new scandal that brings the little weasel down. Or perhaps it will be a combination of all of them. I have been digging into my vast collection of Abramoff scandal documents, and I think the indictment will come from Doolittle's connections to Abramoff and their work to protect a system of sweatshops, human trafficking, forced prostitution, forced abortion in the Commonwealth of the North Mariana Islands. So, and the poster concludes by saying, it is time to support Charlie Brown and take Doolittle down. And if you are looking at the letters to the editor of the Bee in the last few days, most of them are pro-Charlie Brown letters. Most of them are anti-Doolittle letters. Here is an email from one of you, from Eva. This just in from the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters in Nevada County. In preparation for the November 7 election, League of Women Voters of Western Nevada County sponsoring a forum for District 4 congressional candidates on Thursday, October 12th. All candidates for Congressional District 4, and this is Charlie and Deep Doolittle, have been invited. However, incumbent Congressman John Doolittle, Deep Doolittle, has announced that he cannot attend due to a scheduling conflict. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization and does not support or oppose candidates. All league meetings and forums are open to the public. So here's Deep Doolittle. He is fighting for his life. We think he's in trouble here. We think Charlie has got a very good chance at taking District 4. And he won't. Why won't he debate Charlie if he thinks he's so much better? And he just walked away with all this money that that Dickey helped him to raise. One of you sent me this United States of America a bill that looks like a dollar bill. It's a $3 bill, super duper patriot, and it's got a picture of Deep Doo-Doo in the middle of it, and underneath it says, pay to play, super duper patriot and American hero, John Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle, the best representative that money can buy. And the Secretary of the Treasurer is signed Jack Abramoff, lobbyist extraordinaire, co-conspirator is Tom DeLay, and it's labeled illegal tender. Whoopee! Whoopee! So there it is, Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle. Your doo-doo bucks are valuable. Entitles the bearer to free chips at any gambling hall that owes its license to Casino Jack Abramoff and his trusty gang of fearless patriots. Just tell him Big John sent you. If the bearer enters public life, the certificate allows his or her spouse to skim 15% of all campaign contributions right into the old retirement account. Entitles the spouse or bearer to a cushy job with a corrupt lobbyist of his or her choice. So remember, come election day, which side your bread is buttered on, be sure to vote for the best representative that money can buy. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Was anybody at the Durston-Lundgren debate last night who could report back to us what went down? And according to this new survey, only 27% of Americans think that Denny Hastert should remain a speaker. 63% believe he should resign. Remy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Remy.
Hi, how are you, Enid?
I am very well, thank you, and thanks for calling.
Listen, I enjoy listening to you. You do things with such a great sense of humor that, you know, it lessens my anger and my outrage at what's going on.
Tell me why you're outraged. What's going on?
Well, I have been outraged since GW's been elected president, and I won't go into all the reasons why. We all know why. But I do have to say something. You know, the woman who called about being annoyed about the press number one for Spanish or English?
Yes.
It does annoy me, too, you know, even though I do hate stereotyping. Schwarzenegger should never stereotype anyone. I mean, he least of all should not be doing it.
All right, so why does it, Remy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Spain.
Okay.
And I had to learn English as a second language. I went to school for that. The other thing in it that I wanted to say was that I'm amazed that 27% still think that Dennis Hastert should not resign.
Well, those are the ones
from day one.
Dennis Hastert. This is in the New Yorker magazine. Dennis Hastert. I think Rahm Emanuel made the observation that when Dennis Hastert began public life, he had $300,000 when he began in public service. Do you know how much is in his personal bank account now? If you heard me say it yesterday, His personal bank account is $6 million, a lot of it from road projects, and he managed to have a lot of the land. He was pushing these road projects where he had a lot of the land that became the roads on these road projects. So he went from coming in with $300,000, and for some reason, nobody's talking about that, to $6 million in his bank account, and he hasn't, in just a matter of not all that many years. Don't you think that's nice? Wouldn't you like to have a job like that, Rummy?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's all about money, isn't it?
Apparently, it is. So,
I also wanted to tell you before I hang up, I'm sure a lot of people want to talk to you this afternoon. Max McClellan is one of my all-time heroes, and I'm looking forward to listening to the next hour when you have him on.
Thank you so much. But before you go, I want to ask you this question. Now, you're in a situation where you are in a position to learn English as a second language and go to school. But when people come here to this country and they're doing jobs, working in the fields, farm workers, cleaning out hotel rooms and so on, a lot of backbreaking work for which they're not hugely compensated, and when you get home at night and all you can do is collapse, how are they going to learn English as a second language? How's that going to happen? How is that going to happen? Rummy, you got to have your radio off. You can't be listening to yourself.
Okay.
All right. I thank you for the call. That wasn't working, was it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. When we tell you, you've got to have your radios down, there's a reason for it. And the reason for it is we are in delay. And the reason we're in delay is that if one of you said something really horrible that the FCC could fine moi, your radio got us $325,000 for, we would be able to disappear those remarks. So that's why you cannot listen to yourself when you call in. It just it's going to make all of us nuts. So here's what we're talking. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about what's got to happen in the debate tomorrow. We're going to carry it live at 6 o'clock. Sim Scott and me, all of us are together. We'll be talking about it afterwards. So a special edition of AM 1320. Campaign coverage. Phil has got to really knock it home because Arnold is standing there. He's running out the clock. He doesn't have to do very much. All he has to do is deflect Phil. Phil has to not look too nasty, whiny, and aggressive while being aggressive and funny and confident and appointed at the same time and really, really knock that ball out of the park. It's a very tall order. So far, Phil has not been able to get traction. I hope he's able to do it tomorrow. So whether he does, whether he doesn't will be the story. Whether Arnold says something wrong, as he's been doing lately, he has been all this divisiveness, all of this categorizing different ethnicities, saying good things about some ethnicities and bad things about others, so far hasn't gotten him into too much trouble. But he's probably overconfident because he's so far ahead in the polls. But I'm wondering whether I'm wondering how this is fundamentally going to play out, how it's going to play out. And here you have a budget meeting that's been canceled. This is where the possibility of raising state tuitions was going to be considered. It's not going to happen until after the election. Why? Because those tuitions are going to get raised. And that isn't going to be good for Arnold's reelection campaign. Arnold hasn't done anything for the last 2 years. He only got started when he knew he had to be reelected and when he was soundly rebuked in the special election. Suddenly there's a flurry of legislation. Suddenly he's almost like a Democrat. But I'm telling you right now, the day after the election, the minute his makeup comes off, so does his being a Democrat. That also gets disappeared. And if you're voting for him because he's sort of like a Democrat and he's kind of cute and he's a celebrity, you're making a huge mistake. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Because the day the election is over, he stands with the Republicans as he has. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Little sprinkles, and it feels like it's going to rain. That kind of smells like it, too. We have northbound Watt Avenue and American River Bridge, a vehicle in the roadway. Two-car crash, some injuries at Elkhorn Boulevard. Barton Wilerga, westbound 50 just west of Mesa Field, and Lynn Way and Watt Avenue, a two-car crash, a couple of those along the way. Still, you know, I think it's going to rain. It's been kind of hot. Tomorrow hot, and then it's going to rain, and you know what that means. It gets a little slick out there, so please slow down through the weekend. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Ha! Yaha!
Rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters.
Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. Alright, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LoveChannel.com.
And make a difference in the fight against ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, at the 6th annual Walk to Defeat ALS in conjunction with the Elk Grove Harvest Festival. This one-mile walk is open to the public and will be held on Saturday, October 7th. Enjoy a kids' area with face painting, a community information fair, and much more. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The walk will start at 10. All proceeds will support local patient services and national research to find a cure. For more information and to register, call the ALS Association Greater Sacramento Chapter toll-free, 866-979-9265, or visit alsf.org.
Small business.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Monarch opens its 10th anniversary season on Saturday, October 14th at 8 p.m. in the Community Center Theater with a world premiere of Night Thoughts, a new work by world-famous composer and conductor Andre Previn. Commissioned by the Philharmonic in honor of internationally acclaimed painter and Sacramentan Wayne Thiebaud. The concert will be repeated on Sunday, October 15th in a 3 p.m. matinee at the Mondavi Center for the Performing Arts in Davis. Previn's musical versatility has made him familiar to millions of people around the world. Wayne Thiebaud gained national prominence in the 1960s with his sensuous images of cakes, pies, and other common objects. He is an esteemed faculty alumnus of Sacramento State University and UC Davis. Other works in the program include works by Dvorak, Ravel, and Haydn. Tickets are available at the Community Center box office, 916-264-5181, and the Mondavi Center at 866-754-ARTS.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
4:27 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Did you see the cartoon in the Bee today? It's a gas, you know, the prices for gas. It says Diebold Gas. Unleaded, $1.59. Unleaded Plus, $1.69. Premium, $1.79. Diebold Gas, you know, it's right before the election, just like Schwartzy. And I want to read you the quote in the New Yorker magazine. My sister brought it in. Rahm Emanuel said that... the question about Clinton and wondering about Whitewater and all that money that was expended on investigating Clinton for Whitewater, which was just nothing at all. So Rahm Emanuel said that the attack on the Clintons in the 1990s was so severe and baseless in his view that a moment of anger over dinner was nothing. He mentioned a recent report in the Chicago Tribune which revealed that the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, began his career in Congress with a net worth of $300,000 and now has assets of $6 million owing largely to an almost fantastical increase in the value of land near a highway project that he helped to push through Congress. The speaker came in with $300,000, said Rahm Emanuel, and now has $6 million in real estate. And no one asks a question. Your question is, why is Clinton so angry? My question is, why are you so stupid? 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. And I want to add a little bit more to what's going on. CREW, which is Citizens for Responsibility for Ethics in Washington, looks like the FBI tried to rabbit punch them. They're a good government CREW. George Soros gave him about $100,000. We've had Melanie Sloan on before. They have been demanding to know why the Bureau did not open a probe of Mark Foley months ago. They had information. They gave it to the FBI in July. The FBI did nothing. And so here's how they're trying to fight CREW's allegations. An unnamed, quote, official. An anonymous official fired back at CREW via a blind quote in the Washington Post, which suggested that the group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, had held the emails for months before giving them to the FBI and would not cooperate with agents. So here's the quote. One law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. So here they're trying to smear CREW because they didn't do anything when CREW brought them the charges about Foley. Also told the Washington Post the FBI believed that CREW may have received the emails as early as April, and that the group refused to tell the FBI how they were obtained. CREW says that is categorically false. They're making it up. There's no question about it. As things get worse for them, they seem to be making up more lies. The group has stood by its claim that it received the emails in mid-July, forwarded them to the FBI shortly thereafter. We were more than willing to cooperate with them. If they did call us, we'd love to know when that was. And they got the day that they received the emails is the day they say they turned them over to the FBI. You want to comment on that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
You're breaking up a little bit. I do enjoy your show, and I want to you give me a little bit of rope here. I want to tell you about 10 years ago, I didn't have any real strong political opinions. And I started listening to some right-wing radio because at that time that's all there was. And I listened to a couple of the better-known right-wing guys. And since I went into listening to them with kind of in the middle ground, it was real easy to kind of let them hang themselves. And I could see the fallacies of their thinking and how they always attacked the Democrats and how they used liberal as almost as a swear word, as an insult. And it became real easy to see that they're a little bit goofy and those type of guys still exist all over. And now we've got some, more clear thinking radio like your show coming out. But I see a pattern developing in your show and some other liberally, shows where they are always attacking the other side, just like the conservative talk show.
Well, wait a minute, Steve. So I shouldn't say anything about Mark Foley. I shouldn't say anything about Denny Hastert. I shouldn't say anything about how the FBI is lying when it got these emails about Mark Foley in July and has done nothing, and what they're trying to do now instead is to smear the organization that brought them those emails. So you're saying I shouldn't say anything about that and just let it lay?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you should never get them too emotional because... Let's talk about Schwarzenegger. That's what got me thinking about this topic. He's not always wrong, and I'm not going to vote for him, but he's not always wrong like you say he is. Human being, And he, you know, you don't agree with his political opinions. You don't agree with
I'm telling you that he has disguised himself for purpose of the election as a Democrat. If you want a real Democrat, vote for Phil. And he's got a very slick campaign operation around him. And I don't think that he's straight with you. He's being honest with you as to who he really is. There are parts of it that come through despite the efforts to camouflage under all of that makeup, under all that hair dye, under those high heels that he's constantly wearing, cowboy boots. But what he really is starts to come through when he makes these comments that are divisive comments, so I don't think that he's giving you the true story. So when I point it out, you're telling me I shouldn't do that?
No, I'm saying that your opinions, it's your show, and your opinions are very important, and you should put them out, and people can choose whether to listen. If somebody was coming into your show with a neutral mind, like I did 10 years ago with the right-wing radio,
right,
they would see some fallacies and the constant attacks. That's my point.
Well, here's my point. I try to be as honest as possible, unlike these right-wing hosts that you were talking about. I try to tell it the way I see it and share with you all the information that I have. Do I have my biases? I do, and they're pretty clear. And if you think that I'm making a mistake, the beauty of this program is you are free to call me and tell me that, as you just have. So I appreciate that, Steve. 349-1320. Kathy in Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Ah, great. I want to talk about Schwarzenegger. Because
now, Steve told me that I'm only saying bad things about Schwartz. He's done some good things, but, you know, he's so duplicit. He's doing it to get elected, not because he really believes in him. He doesn't know what he believes in. He believes in the last thing someone whispered in his ear. Oh, Schwartz, this is what you should support.
You know, he's not always wrong, but let me tell you something. He sent out a message today, and most people don't know what it means to be able to see it for what it is. He sent out a clear message in vetoing a piece of legislation that came to his desk about PERS taking over some of the GASPE and OPEB. Now, every public agency who contracts with PERB is struggling to figure out how to deal with an unfunded liability that they have for retiree benefits. And they've all been struggling. They've all been trying to find a way. The legislature put through legislation to have PERB begin to administer some of those programs to be able to get those agencies off the hook and give them a way to deal with this unfunded liability. Now, it makes all the sense in the world that they should do that.
And so what did he do?
He vetoed the legislation.
He's vetoed. What has he done for the prisons? The prisons are in meltdown, and right before the election, which I think is not, I don't think it's going to work for him, but maybe I'm wrong about that. They talk about what a crisis it is, and he's going to outsource some of these prisoners. So that's another example. Universal health care is another example of a veto.
But this thing is really important because what it does is it telegraphs the fact that the minute that he gets elected, he's going to go back after public employee retirement systems. Because it's going to dismantle the system. Why would he sign a piece of legislation that gave them more authority when he intends to dismantle it? He telegraphed the fact that he is going to do that. The minute he gets reelected, he's after those retirements.
I wish there were a way to convince people. He's so practiced in front of a camera. He's so practiced in front of a microphone. He comes in with the incumbency behind him and all that celebrity. And Phil's going to have his hands full tomorrow. That's all I can say.
Good point. Your actions speak so loudly that your words can't be heard.
Kathy, I thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. Good work, and thanks very much for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620-6132, Mike in Jackson. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Enid. This is Mike.
Yes.
I never heard you make comment about the fact that if Arnold is elected, he'll be a lame duck for the whole four-year term. And he'll do anything he wants because he can't run for election again.
I think that's an excellent point. Thank you for bringing it up. And, you know, that's what also makes him attractive to people like Villaraigosa and Nunez, because they all want a shot. Whereas if Phil gets the governorship, Phil's got 8 years ahead of him. They all want it in four. But excellent point, Mike. Thanks for making it. 349-1320, Tom in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I wondered if you had heard anything about the secret meeting in the hotel room between Schwarzenegger and Enron.
I did, and we've had Greg Palast on. We've talked about it.
And, what do you think? I have a lot of friends that they love Schwarzenegger. They think he's a great
done a great job, and they feel that there's really no truth to all the stuff that...
Why do they think... Well, if they think he's done a great job, then they're not going to believe anything you bring to them. There isn't any way that you're going to be able to convince them, I think, because has he done a great job?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so either, and I think there are a lot of people who don't think so. So you've got your hands full with your friends. I suggest you meet some new people, Tom. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about the fact that they're trying to smear Crewe, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington? Crewe is who bought those lecherous, explicit, graphic, lurid emails to the FBI's attention that Mark Foley was sending out. The FBI did nothing. They did absolutely zero. And now the FBI, using unnamed sources, is trying to smear Crewe. They're saying, oh, well, you know, they had them for a long time. They just, you know, the implication is that they only made them available recently for political purposes, and we tried to follow up, but no one would follow up, and they wouldn't tell us how they were obtained. The truth is, according to Crewe, is the FBI never got back to them, never contacted them at all. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think about that? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. And we have to clarify something on the weather just a bit. I apologize for not being completely clear. We're going to have a nice, beautiful weekend. It looks like maybe Sunday night we're going to see a little bit of sprinkles, but honestly, it's highly unlikely. Now, coming on through Tuesday and Wednesday, we will. The highs will be about 79, maybe even 80, 81. Now, it gets a little warm, and when that happens, and then it does some sprinkling, the roads do get a little slick, but I think we're going to be okay for the weekend. It's going to be sunny, and my super boss, Charlie, is going to be able to ride his bike with no problems. I'm telling you that right now. Now, getting home might not be a problem today either. South End 99 at Fruit Ridge Road looks pretty clear, slowing a little, but just that's the normal thing on a Friday. North End Watt Avenue and American River Bridge, we do have a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue on this fabulous Friday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Randy Road.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:41 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. We've got Max Cleland coming in tomorrow. And can I tell you something? We have all these tickets to give away to the U.S. versus John Lennon. These passes that we're going to be doing, we'll do it later on. But we have many, many passes, and this is for a screening that's going to be at the Tower Theater on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. So, did I say Max Cleland's tomorrow? Oh, I'm sorry. Max Cleland is today. I misspoke. The debate is tomorrow. The debate is at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to carry it live, and Scott Sims and me... you know what? I have forgotten how the language police is going to issue me a citation. Scott Sims and I. Yes, that's what's correct. Scott Sims and I are all going to cover it. Now, tell me if I'm wrong about that. I used to know this, and suddenly I've forgotten. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Rosa Brooks is saying the grand old party of child endangerment, the famously the effective GOP messaging machine is broken down. You know, Bush is saying you got to vote Republican for the safety of the U.S. Ray LaHood of Illinois is telling CNN that Congress can't even ensure the safety of young pages under its care. Let's just suspend the page program and send them home. You know, and here's the this is an administration that has not made things better for children in general. But Homeland Security, they can't even protect pages. How can you don't take a page out of their page? Joe in Cameron Park, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe. Joe.
Got a automated phone call from the Republic National Committee.
Yes.
And what they're saying is that Charlie Brown wants to raise Social Security taxes.
Who is the voice that's calling? Is it an automated message?
Automated from the National Republican Committee.
And is it any kind of a big name, or is it just a voice?
Just a voice.
Okay. And what are they saying about Charlie?
They're saying that he's going to raise Social Security taxes if he gets in. What they don't know is that the Republicans already raised it for the people making more money, which is okay with me.
Well, they've and look at how much they've given. You know, it's
and they haven't even passed on to anybody. They just unilaterally did it. It was an article in the New York Times on the internet.
You know what's interesting about this administration? By mistake, Medicare paid an average of $215 to a bunch of people. It was a computer mistake of some sort of an error. And all these people got, you know, so you get an extra couple hundred bucks, maybe you don't pay attention to it. The administration is so bent out of shape that some of these people got an extra $215. Meanwhile, the richest Americans are getting their taxes cut left and right. Halliburton is cleaning up on these no-bid contracts that are completely corrupt. You've got all this stuff going on, but if you get $215, oh my God, they're hauling you off to the pokey. They're taking you to San Quentin. They're going to feed you some of that Diebold gas for $1.59 a gallon.
Yeah. And Doolittle was doing Ambrose Burke there on Guam, doing his dirty.
Well, when he was.
I don't know how he has not gotten indicted.
We think the other shoe is going to drop, but we can only hope. We can only go to the shoe store and keep sending him shoes and hope that one drops on him. Joe, I thank you for the information. 349-1320, Michael and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Well, hello, you goddess.
Oh, you're sweet.
Oh, yes. Hey, I just wanted to give you a couple of hints about when to figure out whether to use me or I.
All right, I would say that it's Scott Sims and I, because if you take Scott and Sims away, that I has to stand by itself and be correct. Is that what you were going to tell me?
Yeah, just drop the other person. If you're trying to figure out whether me and Joe are going to the movies or whether Joe and I are going to the movies, you just drop Joe out of it.
Okay, so I'm going to the movies. But my husband... husband, if I were ever to have one, my husband and I are going to the movies, so drop the husband out, and I is going to the movies. But John and... Wait, where is it? So and somebody and me.
You would only do that when you would say me without the other person. So who's at the door? Joe and me. Or you could say it is I.
You're getting me confused, Michael.
I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute. Now, I always hear, and I can't recall it now, there is a construction where it's people use it because they think I sounds right. They think I sounds correct, and it's not correct. So tell me that. Tell me that construction, because I can't come up with it at the moment. I've been trying to think about it for a little bit. But
think about it. That, and don't, and never use the word badly. Nobody can ever use the word badly, right? Just say bad, and it's probably right.
Wait, wait, wait. Why can't you say he drove badly?
Can, but you can't feel badly. Well, you can if your fingers are numb because they're cold. But if you strike out three times, you don't feel badly. You feel bad.
Okay, so you can never feel badly because it's got to modify the.
Okay, you know way more about English. I mean,
I used to know about it, and I speak a number of languages very poorly now. And now I've forgotten all the rules of grammar. I just kind of do it by rote.
You get like those people you see on TV that, you know, their job is to use words, like spokesmen and news people and things like that, and they can hardly put a garbled sentence together.
Well, nobody can spell. Nobody can spell anymore. And you see signs now that are misspelled for the whole universe to see. Nobody can spell anything. It's really a pet peeve. And even with spell check, nobody can spell.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I was always been a pretty good speller, but I love spell check.
Well, God bless you. I'm trying to remember how to add and subtract and not use my computer or my calculator, and I'm trying not to use spell check so that I can keep my mind agile. Thank you, Michael. 3-4, what laughingly refers to itself as my mind. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, this flea market that calls itself a program, a flea market of ideas, and we're going to be giving, later in the broadcast, we're going to give away all these tickets to John Lennon, the U.S. versus John Lennon, and screens at the Tower Theater Tuesday night. So, but you have to pick up the tickets here. Not yet, but we'll get there. Bonnie in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Enid. I is the subject of the sentence. Me is the object of the sentence.
Okay. So give me an example where me is correct.
If you were going to give me a package.
You're going to give John and... Oh, all right. So here's what people would say, because they think it sounds highfalutin. They'd say, you're going to give that package to John and I, but really you're going to give that package to John and me.
Correct.
Okay, there you go. That was the construction I was looking for. So
And I'm not an English teacher, but adverbs. The badly, the guy just said, we have a problem in our country these days where people do not use adverbs. And when we, I feel badly is correct because you've got two verbs together, which makes the second one an adverb, and an adverb always has L-Y on the end.
Wait a minute. Are you allowed to feel badly? I feel badly about
that. You are.
All right, so Michael said you can't. You can't say that, but I think that's I think that's correct.
You can't say I feel bad. You feel badly.
I feel badly. I feel badly that Arnold might get elected governor again. I feel very badly about that.
Arnold is not going to get elected because he just keeps up with his silly stuff about...
He's ahead, but in one poll, he's ahead by almost 20 points. What do you mean he's not going to get elected?
He's starting to do stupid things, and Phil is starting to do better things. Someone I talked with the other night that at one of the at the Freedom from War event was saying that the unions are really backing Phil now, but they just started.
Wait a minute! I also read an account, and I hope you're right about that. We're having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to say goodbye. But I hope Bonnie is right about that, because I read in the Los Angeles Times that the unions are backing Phil, but they also don't think he's going to really win, and so they're trying to evaluate how much they want to take out of their budgets to contribute to a campaign where they're thinking he might not win. So they're trying to come up with the magic number, and I think somebody said something like, I forgot what I read. Was it about 25 million or something like that? I don't know altogether. Remember now, you have the prison guards union. They have endorsed him. So we'll see what happens. 349-1320, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. His base hasn't yet consolidated. They haven't gelled yet. Got to send some gelatin out. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. A few incidences we do have on our southbound 99, right there by Fruit Ridge Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, a couple of car crash. J Street and I-5 going southbound, a three-car crash, and a hit-and-run cap. Capital of California, Sacramento, indeed it is, has not disappointed us on a Friday. Howe Avenue in Northrop, we have Vintage Park Drive and Intervene, 65 just north of West Boulevard, or Sunset Boulevard, I'm sorry, and Lotus Road just south of Gold Hill Road. Those are all hit and runs, turning into two and three car crashes. Enid Live will continue. We're sitting at 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. Makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, news.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Four 54 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Get ready, get set. Not yet, but we're going to do we will be giving away tickets here momentarily. Let's go right to the phones because we've been having a discussion with the language police. And you know, I start out life as a writer. Some of you don't know this. And like to think that I still am, even though I hardly write anymore. So language and grammar and all of that stuff, you know, words cut, and you cut words and they bleed. Words are not completely interchangeable. So, 349-1320, William in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, William.
Hi, Enid. I listen to you. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
Earlier, I was listening to you on the way home from work, and there was a lady who was complaining about only in English and Spanish.
Okay, can you speak up, because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, we have to go back in history. And if you remember, when the Mexican-American War ended, part of the treaty that was signed to end the war was that Spanish would be considered a second language in this country.
Is that part of the treaty?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So, as far as I'm concerned, all the other languages, you know, Polish, French, German, Arabic, shouldn't be on any official state documents, because we need to honor the treaties we've had in the past.
All right. So you're saying in that treaty, Spanish is supposed to be the a language that our second language. That's what you're saying, that treaty says? And the name of the treaty?
It was the one that ended the Mexican-American War.
Okay. Thank you very much for that piece of information, William. I appreciate it. 349-1320, Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. I got some good news for you. I have a college student that I use part-time that goes to Sierra College, and he thinks he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're going out on jobs, he has to listen to you because I listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And today he said that you're beginning to make sense to him.
Maybe he's just saying that because you're the boss.
No, he's really. And,
you mean we scrambled his brains and he thinks that we're making sense?
Yeah. Well,
oh, we're almost as good. We're almost as good as duping people as Schwartzy is, huh?
Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to say, that greenback you have with Doolittle's face on there.
Yeah.
Wear rubber gloves when you handle that.
Why is it? It's greasy? It's greasy with corrupt?
Yeah, and doesn't he look goofy? There's something about he and George Bush, there's this goofiness.
He looks like a girly man, actually. Yeah. I thought he looked very soft and very, he's interested in the money coming in.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A sailor who testified against seven Marines today has been sentenced for his role in the killing of an innocent Iraqi. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is at Camp Pendleton, California.
Nelson Bacos entered pleas of guilty to two counts, kidnapping and conspiracy. In a statement made in open court, the 21-year-old petty officer said, "I have no excuse for my immorality." When it came down to sentencing, the judge's hands were pretty much tied. The judge sentenced Bacos to 10 years in prison, but under terms of a pre-trial agreement, Bacos will only serve 1 year. The rest of the sentence will be suspended. Earlier, Bacos described for the court what he saw last April. He accused Marines of kidnapping and killing a 52-year-old Iraqi man, a civilian, then trying to cover it up by suggesting that the man was planting roadside bombs. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
The Minnesota Twins are done till next year. Today in Oakland, they lost their third straight game to the A's.
The 2-2 pitch, a fly ball to left. This is going to do it. Jake Pace is there. He makes the catch. The A's are moving on.
A's announced. announcer Ken Korok. Next week, they'll start a series with either the Detroit Tigers or the New York Yankees for the American League pennant. The Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal reached into the White House today. Susan Ralston, an aide to political strategist Karl Rove, resigned, saying she didn't want to be a distraction. Congressional investigators found that Ralston, who once worked for Abramoff, had frequent contacts with him in her West Wing job and often accepted tickets from Abramoff for concerts and sports events. CBS News political correspondent Gloria Borger has the latest on the Mark Foley email scandal.
Today, New Jersey's Republican Senate candidate Tom Kaine threw Hastert overboard, publicly calling for his resignation. But most Republicans from the very top down are simply trying to get back to their issues.
Today we got more good news. National unemployment rate is down to 4.6%.
Democrats, for a change, are all speaking the same language. From their House campaign chairman...
You cannot change Washington unless you change the people you send to Washington.
Who knew
to ads they're running against Republican incumbents.
You want change in Washington? Then change the people you send.
The president accented the positive on the economy, not mentioning that the economy created just 51,000 jobs last month, a weak performance. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports there's some encouraging news about the federal deficit.
The government spent $250 billion more in the past year than it took in, a huge deficit that had to be borrowed, but still a big drop from the past few years, and far less than was predicted just a few months ago. The Congressional Budget Office says the improvement didn't come so much from spending less, but because there's more tax revenue coming in. That's because the economy's doing better, companies are making bigger profits, so they're paying more taxes.
The Dow down 16 points today to finish the week at 11,850. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency.
The woman just struck me. I have daycare charge in my car.
Okay, I have you located on Ashley.
Yes, ma'am.
And there are injuries.
Sure.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and can call to check on you.
Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Holly calling from OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment with injuries on Ashley.
I have multiple children in my car. My own daughter is hurt. I think my arm is broken.
We'll get police and rescue on the way.
Okay, bye. I need you to stay calm.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
I can hear sirens in the background.
I have a police car in front of me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
When Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, many people had no way to bring their pets along when they were evacuated. Now there's a law to address that problem. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
In what sounds like a political appeal to animal lovers, President Bush signed legislation providing for the evacuation of pets during emergencies. The Pets Evacuation Act requires state and local emergency preparedness authorities to accommodate household pets in their evacuation plans. Those plans must be submitted to FEMA in order to qualify for federal grants. Supporters of the new law call it an important step toward ensuring that Americans will never again be forced to leave their pets behind when fleeing a disaster. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Latinos were invited to the White House today as Mr. Bush observed Hispanic Heritage Month. He told them the illegal immigration problem can't be solved with mass deportations. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
We all want a bright
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone-chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting a 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, so little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're going to be joined by Max Cleland shortly in the next few minutes or so. He is finishing up an event at the Capitol, and we'll be talking with him. He's here to support Bill Durston, and he is here to support Charlie Brown in his race against Doolittle. Also, anybody who was at the Durston Lundgren debate, I saw reporting of it in the Bee, but anybody who was actually there, I would love to hear from you. I'd like to know how it really went. It sounded like Lundgren really got hot under the collar and kind of angry, and it looks like there were some really strong showing by supporters of Durston's at the debate, and probably fewer Lundgren supporters, I suppose, because Lundgren got the endorsement from the Bee. So if anybody was there, I really would like to hear from you. We're talking about Schwarzenegger. We're talking about the fact that there was supposed to be a meeting scheduled by CSU trustees, Cal State University trustees, it has now been postponed. It was supposed to happen a couple of weeks before the election. It's now been postponed until after the election, in which they are to consider a 10% hike, as much as 10%, for students in the next school year. This is something that Schwartz isn't going to want to have happen. Candidates are preparing for the only debate they're going to have. I don't even know if it's even called a debate. It's going to be a conversation. They're going to sit in chairs. Schwartz is going to sit in a chair that goes high. Phil is taller than Schwartz. I guess they didn't want it. Schwartz's people didn't want him to stand up because he'd look too short. In any event, what political scientists are saying is that Phil has really got to knock it out of the park in order to make a difference in this debate. That pretty much the conventional thinking is that there won't be a big change in this, that not a lot is going to get accomplished in this debate. But Arnold could say the wrong thing, which he has been saying lately. He's been making all these ethnic conversations, these ethnic observations, and so he's been getting himself into the soup that way. But political scientists are saying the odds are overwhelming that the debate will not have an effect on the race unless Arnold makes a whopping error and a verbal gaffe. Will he do that? That's my question. I don't know if that's going to happen or if it isn't going to happen. He's been making comments about how great Asian Americans are and how they've assimilated, but the fact that in Mexican Americans, Mexico is so close that they haven't assimilated as much. He hasn't talked about the backbreaking work that Mexicans and Hispanics are doing and how they hold up, they shoulder a lot of the economy in this country and certainly in this state, and you get home from backbreaking, low-paid work. And maybe you're not in a position, and if you're illegal, you're not in a position to go signing up for English as a second language class. We're also talking about the Foley scandal. There's more information that's coming out about that. In the latest polling, 27% of us believe that Hastert ought to remain. 63% think that he should resign. That's number one. Number two, the New Yorker is reporting that when he started public life, he started with $300,000 in his bank account, and he now has $6 million. $6 million! And it has to do with these programs. Well, let me read you exactly what it has to do with. It has to do with an almost fantastical increase in the value of land near a highway project that he helped to push through Congress. So presumably he owns some of that land. The speaker came in with $300,000, and now he has $6 million in real estate, and nobody is asking any questions about that. And I haven't seen that reported anyplace else. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And here it is, the Borowitz report. In an attempt to change the terms of the debate over the Mark Foley scandal, President Bush said today that the Foley matter only reaffirms my belief that we must crack down on illegal immigration. The question we need to be asking ourselves is not if Mark Foley behaved improperly, Dickey said, George W. Dickey Bush. The question we need to ask is, were these congressional pages in our country legally? The Bush said he would ask Congress to appropriate $84 million to investigate the illegal status of all congressional pages at once. What we may be seeing is an orchestrated attempt by 16-year-old boys with hot bodies to swarm into our country and tempt our lawmakers. Minutes after the president's remarks, which Mr. Bush made at a Boys Club of America luncheon in Washington, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert praised the president by pointing the finger at the true culprits in the case. He said it's not hard for a bunch of scheming young men with hot bodies to corrupt an older man through no fault of his own, Hastert said. As a former high school wrestling coach, I speak from experience. The Borowitz Report. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Red in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Red.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I heard you were having a problem with I and me.
Yes, I think I got it fixed, though, but you want to add to that?
But not you and me.
Okay, all right. Tell me.
Yes. It's a really confusing one, but basically it's when the pronoun me is the objective and accusative case. So if you say, you would say between you and me.
Right, between you and me is correct.
Or in the accusative clause, who is it? You would say, it's me.
It is me. You don't say, it is I?
No, you wouldn't say it's I. You would say, it's me.
It's me. Okay.
Right. It is me.
Okay.
And the difficulty is that some of these forms are dropping out of the language. But I thought I was getting out of politics, but in the example of noun cases and class reference in Writer's Guide to English, they give a very interesting example. A legislator should be a man who knows a little about law and government, and he should know how to apply them to the best interests of his people.
Ooh,
has nothing to do with I and me, but it's in the discussion of pronouns. So I thought maybe we wouldn't get away from politics after all.
Thank you, Red. I appreciate the clarification. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Here's a locution that I can't stand. The locution that I can't stand is there's a lot of us. It's no more there are. There's no more agreement. So the people say there are many, there's many, there's no more there are is what it has come to. Has anybody noticed that? Oh, just a thought. Del and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Del.
Hey, first of all, the guy that you just spoke to, it is I, because...
Well, that's what I thought. I've been told by people who are educated by nuns on this. Pardon me?
And it's... I don't know, this is kind of boring stuff, but at any rate, if you take a sentence like Jane ran and divided into half, the Latin people had given a name, a nominative for the...
I was never taught that stuff, I don't
think. And predicate for the action part, or you can divide it into half, Jane is the doer, ran is the action. Okay, if you are going to substitute a pronoun for Jane, you can't say me ran. That sounds so stupid, right? Or them ran.
Right.
Right. It has to be a pronoun that sounds good and is a nominative pronoun, you know, like I, she, they instead of them, and so on. And on the other side of the sector.
Well, Tom, we're not going to get in. Let's not get into a whole dissertation about the language. You wanted to talk about a home run for somebody?
Huh?
You wanted to talk about a home run for Phil or Arnold? Are you calling about that?
No, I just, you were talking about grammar, and I thought I'd bore you with a little bit.
Well, you know what, Tom?
Anyhow,
you succeeded.
It is I, because it's a predicate nominative, and it flips back, and the I becomes the doer of the action.
All right.
The being verb.
All right.
The I is wrong when he says it is me.
All right, so it is I. I thought that was incorrect, because I have a friend who was educated by nuns, and they really drilled this into her, and she said, says it is I. I thank you.
Okay.
I thank you, Del, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're going to take a break now. We'll be talking to Max Cleland in a little bit, and so let's do a little bit of business. But I'll tell you what, let's just take a call here. Mike in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
It is me, Mike, in Orangevale.
No, it is I, Mike.
Aren't you sorry you started this thread?
I am so sorry I started this because I'm only getting more confused and I haven't heard predicate nominatives for about 5 million years. And I hope I never to encounter one again, unless it has something to do with winning the lotto.
Let's do it this way. Let's move from English to history, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
is that treaty?
Who referred to the Mexican-American War Treaty?
Yes.
He was referring to the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848.
Okay.
And I just skimmed the entire text again. In English, by the way, there is not one provision in there other than land grabs.
I really never heard of it. But, you know, I have to tell you, I am so gullible. I'm so naive. You call me up and you tell me that it says in that treaty of 1848 that English as a second language is mandated. I'm happy to believe it.
No. The thing is, it doesn't specify that at all. It's just... What it does specify, I find this kind of interesting, is the treaty initially specified in 1848 that Mexican land grants would be honored by the American government. That treaty was repealed by the Senate. If that had been, that provision rather, was provision 9. If that had held, this would be Rancho del Paso.
Well, you know what? It's becoming Rancho del Paso, and it's just happening in a different way. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Tom and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's happening?
You tell me.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to put my two cents with it. The first caller, time caller.
Oh, I'm delighted.
I think Phil Angelides ought to capitalize on the fact that he's a native Californian. And, you know, times were better in the past. Times are going to get better in the future. But, you know, someone who knows the history of California and what we've done and what's important to the people, infrastructure, roads, bridges, health care for everybody, he should be out talking about the issues instead of letting Arnold set the tone of.
Well, here's what I hope doesn't happen. Are you gonna listen to the debate? We're gonna bring it to you live tomorrow at 6.
I certainly try, but you got other competitions. You got an Oktoberfest going in Sacramento.
Well, you got, you know what? You've got Fleet Wheat in the city too, as a matter of fact. All right, we're gonna have to leave it here. But thanks, Tom. It's a good suggestion. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, I'll tell you, the traffic's just about the same that it was. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. We're going to see some showers tonight, but through the weekend, Charlie, you're going to be able to ride your bike with clear happiness. It's going to be maybe 81 and 82. Now, I'm so excited about our next guest that, you know what? Enid Live will continue coming up next.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
The Morning Retort. Scott and Sam.
Everyone said, you know, a lot of these Katrina cars are going to go to California because we're dumping ground.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cars like this.
Rosemary, our guest this morning, talking about the flood damage cars that you might not realize you're out and go to a used car lot, but do not get so pressured by somebody that you have to have that car. You will tell them,
I'll walk out of here.
You'll walk out.
You know, even if I looked under the hood, I'm inept when it comes to the mechanical stuff.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. And joining me is Max Cleland, who is in Sacramento to support two wonderful candidates, Bill Durston for Congress and also Charlie Brown for Congress. Max Cleland, I am delighted that you could join us today. Thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I tell you, these are two great candidates. They happen to be two veterans of war, and they understand war. Bill Durston and I were on the ground in Vietnam at the same time during the Tet Offensive. He was a Marine, and I was a young Army captain. And
did you know him? Did you know each other at that time?
Did not, no.
Okay.
But he was decorated for valor at the time as a young Marine, and it's one of the many reasons that when you've seen war, you realize that the war should be the last resort for our nation, not the first resort. And it's one of the many reasons that both Bill and Charlie understand we need a new course in Iraq. We need to redeploy the forces home, bring home the Guard Reserve, and refocus on killing or capturing Osama bin Laden and his terrorist cadre. It's Al-Qaeda stupid, and it has been for 5 years. And yet this administration continues to put forward basically the lie that somehow getting our kids blown up in Iraq, and we've lost 21 in the last 10 days, equals fighting terrorism. They couldn't be more wrong. So we're in deep trouble. We're spending $8 billion a month in Iraq, and yet our VA hospitals are some $6 billion underfunded, according to the latest Congressional Budget Office report. So we're in deep trouble. We need to change of course. And that's what Bill Durston stands for. That's what Charlie Brown stands for. And, you know, it's an uphill shot for both. But I'll tell you, the public is responding because the public's going to take back their country this year.
Max, I want to ask you, I was astonished when you lost your bid for a senator in the state of Georgia. You had served for 6 years, is that correct, as senator? Here you were. You left three of your limbs in Vietnam. And somehow, this administration managed to paint you as unpatriotic. The other issue that seemed to be going on, and something that we've been looking at quite a lot, is the whole electronic voting machine issue. You went into that race quite a bit ahead, and somehow you came out of it quite a bit behind. Talk to me about this.
Well, really, you know, this is really not about me. I mean, that's over and done with. But it does show, number one, that the slime machine, now the slime and crime machine of the Bush administration, will do anything to defeat anyone, especially veterans.
They did to you. They did to you. They did the unthinkable to people. They did to you what they did to John Kerry. They swift voted both of you.
Yeah.
How did they manage to do that?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to realize that they do that, that it doesn't matter whether you served honorably, and it's done primarily by chicken hawks, people who are chicken to go to Vietnam and hawks to send somebody else's son to war. And that's exactly what we have here in this district. We have a congressman who had a deferment from Vietnam, and yet we have Bill Durston.
Well, not only he had two student deferments. Are you talking about Doolittle?
No, I'm talking about
Lundgren.
That Bill Durston is running against.
Well, that's Lundgren, and his father was a physician, I think, and he got a questionable deferment. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and so here's Bill Durston, who's decorated with a V device for Valor on the Navy Commendation Medal, fighting the Marine Corps on the ground during the peak of the war. So, you know, Bill comes back, becomes an emergency room physician, and is ready to do a real heart transplant on the House of Representatives. That's which is what exactly we need. And then you have Charlie Brown, who won the Distinguished Flying Cross in the last rescue mission of the Vietnam War, whose son has already been to Iraq and back. And
about three or four tours of duty, I believe, son.
Both Bill and Charlie understand we need a new course in Iraq. We need to take care of our soldiers when they return. We need to fully fund the VA. And the American people are sick and tired of what they're seeing, and that's slime and crime in Washington. I can't believe the Republican leadership now and Bush are standing behind Hastert. Hastert is the guy who for 2 years has known that a pedophile out of Florida sitting on the committee, actually chairing the committee on endangered and missing children, was hitting on House male pages who are underage, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, you know how the president wants to.
They seek to defend that. I mean, I can't believe it.
Well, this is what's amazing. The only thing, this is a group of bunglers, but the only thing they are absolutely brilliant at is spin. So nobody is talking about how Hastert came into public service, with $300,000 in assets, and he now has $6 million in his bank account. Are you aware of that?
Well, no, but I'll tell you.
It's been reported in the New Yorker.
Delay and Abramoff and those guys, you tend to get wealthy or in jail. I mean, you know, they walk a fine line. And now Abramoff's going to jail. Tom DeLay's going to jail.
When's John Doolittle going to jail?
And Brother Doolittle, he is in deep trouble because he took more money from a defense contractor than did Cunningham, and he took money from Abramoff and that crowd. I mean, so you have the incumbent here that Bill Durston is running against, and he took $10,000 from DeLay and has already been cited in California for ethics violations in terms of campaigns. So we have a culture of corruption that is second to none in the House of Representatives. It's time to clean house, and the American people know that. And I cannot believe that the Speaker Hastert is still defending the fact that he made the decision 2 years ago, knowing that Mark Foley was a pedophile and hitting upon young male pages on the floor of the House of Representatives, and did not remove him from his position on the committee dealing with endangered children.
All right, now you have...
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. My guest is Max Cleland, and you might have some questions for him, 349-1320, 866-6, 2613-20. Max, I have to ask you this. You have just described two very accomplished candidates. You have described Bill Durston, running in the 3rd Congressional District, and you have described Charlie Brown, running in the 4th Congressional District, both of whom we strongly support. And you have talked about Hastert, who has been hugely remiss. He knew about Foley. He knew about Foley's predilections for, in some cases, some reports I've seen 2 years, some 3 years. The FBI was informed by Citizens for Responsibility of Ethics in Washington Washington, in case that's not an oxymoron, in July and has done nothing about it. All of this is now public. But the question is, it might not make any difference at all. So far, people are, you know, what the Republic, you know, Hester is saying fine words. He's saying, the buck stops here. He's parroting Harry Truman. He says, I take full responsibility, when, of course, he takes no responsibility at all. And what they want to do is launch 50 million investigations, change the subject, have these, whatever the results of the investigations come in, not before the elections, but after the elections. So it keeps Hester in place, and the assumption is he's critical somehow to the re-election effort. So all this stuff becomes public. People can see that Durston and Charlie Brown are better candidates. And yet, it's an uphill battle. Talk to me about why that is. How is it that we are unable to see clearly? How is it that we are being swift-voted and we're allowing it to happen?
Well, the Republicans are good at slamming crime. I mean, first of all, they commit the crime, and they slam Democrats for being responsible. As a matter of fact, it's the reverse. But they do raise more money because they've sold out to the corporate America, and they're able to raise a hell of a lot of money to put their slime on TV. They cannot defend themselves, though. Apparently, last.
But we don't care. Helen Thomas keeps asking, "Where is the outrage?" There seems to be not. I mean, I think the Foley issue has engendered more outrage, but Iraq doesn't engender the outrage that it ought to.
Well, it should, because young Americans over there are dying, and they're being maimed like you can't believe. I mean, I've talked to both Walter Reed physicians and VA physicians, and they're seeing wounds come back from Iraq that they've never seen survive the battlefield before. I mean, particularly in terms of traumatic brain injury. I mean, we've got 20,000 wounded, 10,000 maimed for life, and ultimately they're going to devolve upon the VA, and the VA is $6 billion underfunded. I mean, this administration is spending, again, $8 billion a month in Iraq, and 1 month expenditure in Iraq would help the VA tremendously and pave the way for proper care of these veterans. If you really support the troops, you're going to support the VA increased funding. And yet, the incumbents that Bill Durston and Charlie Brown are running against continue to vote primarily with the Bush administration and with Tom DeLay in undercutting VA funding. I mean, that's just unbelievable to me.
My guest is Max Cleland, a former senator of Georgia. Max, talk to me about electronic voting. How is it that you walked into your election so far ahead and you came out of it so far behind? Do you harbor doubts about the honesty?
I didn't believe that there was any messing with the Georgia election at first, because I was Secretary of State for 12 years, and I knew that there were built-in guidelines and the Secretary of State had to pre-clear all the stuff, and the election officials were there and all that kind of stuff. But with electronic voting, what happened in Georgia in 2002 was that they turned over the election to the computer geeks, who were all Diebold people. And now we know that Congressman Ney, who represented Diebold, in effect, because it was in his district in Ohio, Ney is going to jail.
Right.
And he was the guy that headed the subcommittee that fought the paper trail for electronic voting machines. And it was a cooked deal for Diebold. And then we now know it's become public that Diebold gave a patch, the head of Diebold gave a patch to a fellow. He's gone public, a whistleblower, that came down to Georgia and messed with 5,000 machines. So we don't know the outcome of this yet. But what it says is that we need a paper trail in America so that voters and elections officials alike can have a third-party validation of their vote. If you can get a receipt from an ATM, you should be able to understand who you voted for. And that this is a cause that we need to take up, because we can't turn American democracy over to the computer geeks and expecting to be trustworthy.
My guest is Max Cleland. Is there anything that you can do about it now, after this late date?
A lot of people can go out and get, I don't know what the rules here in California are, but you can get an absentee ballot, or you can, I don't know whether you ever...
About your election, where now the totals are really in question. Blackboxvoting.org took two 54-year-old women with $12 worth of equipment that they bought at the hardware store, and in 4 minutes, they could break the seals, replace the seals, they could alter the tally, they never left any fingerprints, and this is just in one instance.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you can do after the fact about your own election, or it's too late now?
Oh, I don't know about that, really.
My concern is about getting people like Bill Durston and Charlie Brown elected and other wonderful people, many of whom are veterans. They've come back from Iraq. They've come back from war, from Vietnam and Persian Gulf War and others. For instance, Bill Durston was decorated on the field for valor, and Charlie Brown is a graduate of the Air Force Academy and won the Distinguished Flying Cross. I mean, these people have a lot invested in this country. And they are sick to death to see the direction we're going in. And this stay the course stuff is sickening, because the stay the course really is a definition of insanity when you're going over the cliff like we are. In terms of the war in Iraq, in terms of underfunding of the VA hospitals, in terms of the doubling of gas prices in America,
well,
George Bush, we're going over the cliff here.
Stay the course is not a plan, and yet there are not enough people who are outraged.
We don't know if we're going to have an honest election. We're going to find out November 7th. 35% of the American people are going to the polls to vote against anything connected with George Bush, and that hardcore negative is rising. And this and that was taken.
Yeah. Do you think? But even before, if there is a hardcore negative, and assuming we have, and assuming that we have a long term memory, so that we remember 5 weeks hence what happened with Foleygate, assuming that all that happens, do you not put it past them that the election can be manipulated electronically, as yours might have been?
That's what we face. We face that on election day. Voters should demand a third party validation so that they can validate their vote, and a third party election official can validate their vote. We won't be able to do that all over America, but that's where we should be going. Secondly, you have to watch voter suppression efforts from the other side. They'll provide two little campaign machines in Democratic areas, and they'll expand the vote by voting machines in Republican areas. And then they'll have, in my home state of Georgia, the Republican governor is sending out absentee ballots, all filled out with name and address to return the ballots, except they got the wrong county. They deliberately got the wrong county. So that vote, that would invalidate the vote. So, you know, what you have to watch in the next 3 to 4 weeks is voter suppression efforts, con jobs, and then when the ballots are counted, how to validate them and make sure the vote is accurate. So it doesn't stop on election day. It's terrible. We're supposedly, according to President Bush, into democracy in Iraq, where we can't even see democracy unfolding in our own country. Matter of fact, we're going backwards. We're in deep trouble as a nation.
Well, this is an administration that has managed not to suppress terrorism, but to manufacture more of it. All right, I know you have to go, and before you do, I just have to ask you this question. Because Democrats have, the Republicans, bunglers at everything but brilliant at spin, have been able to swift vote so many candidates. What is an effective Democratic strategy? The truth apparently is not sufficient. What would you recommend, having been the victim of this kind of an attack?
I
do you have any ideas for how we can counter it?
I think you do have to fight back. You have to call them call their hand, and then you go right at them. As a matter of fact, the truth is on our side. They are in a state of denial, not only in Iraq, but in terms of our economy, in terms of basically everything that counts here in America. They are in a state of denial, and they're nothing but basically lying to the American people. And sooner or later, they will be found out.
Max Cleland, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and delighted that you're here to support Bill Durston and Charlie Brown, our favorite candidates.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Joe in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
How's it going, Enid?
Going very well. I'm afraid Max had a dash, but tell me what's on your mind.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, where is Jerry Falwell in all of this? Why doesn't he talk about his outrage with this pedophilia? Number two, and I find this more interesting, the Republicans...
You know what, James? I'm going to answer part of that question. You know what James Dobson from Focus on the Family said? He said it's the result of an over-sexualized society. So there you have it. Nobody said that about Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton was having consensual sex with an adult, nobody said it's the result of an over-sexualized society. They wanted to impeach him, and they did.
Yeah. The other question I have is, for the last 6 months or so or longer, there's been this issue of wiretapping. The Republicans A, knew about Mr. Foley, and B, had the tools to wiretap him to verify whether or not it was true. Why didn't they use those?
That the Republicans would wiretap him?
Sure, why not?
Because I don't think it's legal, unless you have probable cause. Unless you get a warrant. I mean, look at Patricia, look at Patty Dunn in trouble at Hewlett-Packard for doing exactly that.
Well, the thing is,
I don't see, unless you have probable cause, it wasn't a wiretapping, it was a cyber issue, it was texting, it was emails back and forth.
It was also cell phone, so.
Well, was there cell phone activity? I wasn't aware
I
of that.
So, yeah, because the thing is, they could wiretap and then get a warrant 72 hours later. I mean, they've been doing with.
Yeah, but let's take it back. I mean, assuming, first of all, they have to have a warrant. But let's go backward. If it's true, and it has been reported, that Dennis Hastert knew about it 3 years ago and he didn't do anything, there's not going to be a warrant. Nobody's going to try and wiretap this guy. They don't want anybody to know. It's the last thing they want to have happen because they need him in order to consolidate their power further. So the guy brought in a lot of money to the party. The guy was thought to be pretty solid in his seat. So no, they weren't going to do anything. You're not going to have any wiretapping going on, Joe. That's the last thing they want.
I'm just saying that kind of tongue in cheek. They had the tools, but they didn't choose to do it because it was.
No, they want you if you've been selling ice cream, you know, and you're from Lodi. That's what they want. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Enid. Well, we're 50 degrees tonight, 77 we're sitting at now. And our traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. It looks like we have a couple of car crash there, stopping traffic down a little bit. Southbound I-5 at Laguna Boulevard. We have a pedestrian. I'm not sure. It looks like he's running over the fog line. Three-car crash at Kingville Road, just south of Motherlode Road. And Motherlode Drive at North Star, that two-car crash is stopping traffic down on into Sacramento. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
Pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal mind, America.
whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. If you're just joining us, you miss Max Cleland, but you might have some comments to make about that. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Arianna Huffington joins us on Monday. We'll be talking with her. She has a new book out about being fearless. And Max Cleland's advice to Democrats to counter Republicans, and when particularly when Republicans are swift-voting Democrats, is fight back. Absolutely. I really agree wholeheartedly with that. And this is from Bill Moyers. He says the only way to counter the power of organized money is with organized and outraged people. Believe me, he says, what members of Congress fear most is a grassroots movement that demands clean elections and an end to the buying and selling of influence or else. If we leave it to the powers that be to clean up the mess that greed and chicanery have given us, we will wake up one day with a real Frankenstein of a system, a monster worse than the one created by Abramoff, DeLay, and their cronies. By then, it will be too late to save Lincoln's hope for government of, by, and for the people. This is Bill Moyers. He says the only way to counter the power of organized money is with organized and outraged people. He says, believe me, what members of Congress fear most is a grassroots movement that demands clean elections and an end to the buying and selling of influence or else. So have we got that? Can we come together? Are we just so busy? You know, we're flipping each other off in traffic. Are we together? We're very divisive. There are all these ethnic divisions. There are class divisions that have been exacerbated. There are people who are largely disengaged from politics. So can we come together? The power of the people is immense. I'm calling it a government of, by, and for special interests myself, but you may have other thoughts about that. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. Michael in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Enid. Thanks so much for being on the air and doing what you do and motivating people to get out and get involved. And I just really like to encourage people this weekend. Go out, walk precincts, work phone banks. You know, Doris Matsui honestly doesn't need our help, but, you know, Jerry McNerney down in Lodi way, I mean, certainly needs our help. You know, he's 48 to 46 over Pombo. You know?
Is he really? 48 to 46%?
Yeah.
Whose polling is that, his or Pombo's?
Pombo won't release his, but that's, what's the group that did that? It's, Greenberg, Quaylen and Rosner survey.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a good.
They're pretty. They're pretty reputable.
Yeah, and so to have them, you know, Jerry McNerney 2 points ahead, it's amazing. So I live in Sacramento, but I drive down on Saturdays, and walk the precincts in Lodi. It's a great, cute little town. And after we're done, we usually go over and do some wine tasting. So,
which you need after walking the precincts. So you're helping. You're helping Charlie's campaign then.
No, I hadn't been up there yet.
Oh.
But I have a babysitter down in Lodi that I can drop the 2.5-year-old twins off to. And,
okay.
And so it just works out easier down there for me. But I really encourage people to go out this weekend and get on Charlie's, you know, website. And
Charlie Brown for Congress.org. Also support Bill Durston.
Bill Durston.
And Jerry McNerney.
You know, at his website. And look under the event.
What's Jerry's website?
It's jerrymcnerney.org.
Okay. And McNerney is spelled M-C-N-E-R-N-E-Y. Okay.
Yeah. And he really does. You know, he's definitely within the margin of error there. And I encourage people, you know, get up, go out. I mean, make a difference. I mean, we've got such an opportunity here, especially with everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, to really take back Congress. And we have those opportunities right here.
Are you going to listen to the debate? Are you going to listen to the debate tomorrow on AM 1320?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I hope you'll participate when we'll be talking about it afterward. We'll be analyzing it. We'll be seeing what worked, what didn't,
absolutely,
who scored a point, who didn't. It's sort of like an athletic contest. But thank you for reminding us that it's our responsibility. You know, here's the thing. Here's what we have become. We have become a nation not of citizens but of consumers. We don't live in cities. We live in markets. We're happy to ventilate on behalf of our rights, and yet we don't step up to the plate to exercise our responsibilities. And I think the ticket of admission to living in this fabulous, still fabulous, although crumbling democracy, is that you've got to exercise your responsibility. You've got to step up to the plate. You've got to find out what needs to be done and help to do it. And the very least that you do is you vote. Michael, I thank you so much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. It's really such a nice night. Good night for a walk. We might see some sprinkles on through the weekend, too. We might see some showers. But honestly, it's going to be a beautiful, sunny weekend. Highs about 81, 82. We're going to see that on Sunday. Then Monday, a little sprinkles going on. Still sunny, though, about 78. We are at 77 here in the River City, and our traffic just a little bit backed up there at South Bend 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. On the way to San Francisco there, just past Davis, we have a four-car crash. It is slowing things down just a little bit. Westbound 50 at Zinfandel Drive, a vehicle's in the roadway. Enid Live will continue on this fabulous Friday edition at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Vox.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek is thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CashCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
'56 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I just got a communication from the Angelitas campaign. Oh, wait till I share it with you, but I will in just a moment. But before that, we have in this flea market of ideas, etc., an objet that calls itself Enid Live, especially on a fabulous Friday. Guess what? I have more pairs of tickets to give away. To the Tower Theater. It's a special screening at Tuesday night, October 10, 7:30 p.m., of The U.S. versus John Lennon. It's from the studio that brought you Fahrenheit 9/11. It has gotten pretty good reviews, gotten wonderful reviews, actually. I have 10 pairs of tickets, and I will have more to give away. You be the first 10 people to call, and you will each receive a pair of tickets. But the catch is you've got to come and pick up the tickets here at AM 1320. So let me give you the number to call, 349-1320, 349-1320, or 866-626-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A military judge at Camp Pendleton, California, has sentenced a 21-year-old sailor to 10 years in prison for his role, along with seven Marines, in the killing of an innocent Iraqi man who was dragged from his home in Hamdaniya and shot.
Navy Corpsman Melson Bacos told the court that he tried to stop what was happening. I should have walked away, he said, but I wanted to be part of the team. Bacos described in detail what happened last April. Marines, he said, kidnapped an Iraqi civilian, tied his hands and feet, then killed him. After the hearing, Bacos spoke briefly with reporters.
I deeply regret being a part of something like this. Hopefully that family will forgive us for what we have done.
In court, Bacco said, there is no excuse for my immorality. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
Under a plea bargain, Bacos will serve just 1 year of his sentence. Rocked by the Mark Foley email scandal just weeks before the midterm elections, Republicans in Congress are circling the wagons.
Following a muted mea culpa yesterday by House Speaker Dennis Hastert, top Republican leaders, including President Bush, are rallying around the Speaker, making it more likely he will stay in his job, at least through the election. Other top Republicans in the House who've been pointing fingers at Hastert in recent days are now showing support, as Republican political operatives struggle to put forward a unified front, trying to convince voters this scandal is not a good reason to boot them out of office.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. White House aide Susan Ralston, who has close ties with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, resigned today, saying she doesn't want to be a distraction. It was cold and rainy in Pennsylvania Dutch country as the Amish buried the fifth girl killed in Monday's schoolhouse shooting. Donald Craybill, a sociologist at nearby Elizabethtown College, isn't surprised at how the community responded.
They have enormous resources in this community that really will help the bereaved parents, I think, get through this as well as anyone could in these circumstances.
They've also been reaching out to the family of the gunman, Charles Roberts. 11-year-old Barbie Fisher, who survived the attack, says her 13-year-old sister Marion, who was killed, asked Roberts to shoot her first, apparently hoping to give the younger girls a chance. The mayor of Apex, North Carolina, says the fire at a hazardous waste disposal plant is expected to burn all night, and more than 17,000 evacuated residents won't be allowed back home until it's out. But CBS News correspondent Gwen Belton says today's rainy weather helped to keep the air clean.
Preliminary reports show that the air quality is good, so is the water, but quite sure they're going to be watching this over the long term. But right now, so far, so good.
Apex is on the outskirts of Raleigh. A new case of food contamination. The Agriculture Department says an Iowa company is recalling more than 5,000 pounds of ground beef after tests revealed a harmful strain of E. coli bacteria. Health officials in Nebraska confirm a third death from the spinach contamination, an elderly woman who died in late August. The Dow down 16 points today. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
They came, they built, they conquered. Pyramids as tall as skyscrapers, great walls over 4,000 miles long, roads that crossed entire continents. Accomplishments so amazing, experts say. How did they do that? From the producers of the Emmy Award-winning special on Rome comes a monumental new series, Engineering an Empire. It begins with Egypt, this Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel.
The man known as the King of Washington State driving schools is going out of business under pressure from authorities. Reporter Stephen Kaufman has the story.
Gary Probst has agreed to shut down all 41 of his Washington driving schools. State regulators say Probst will surrender his instructor's license and his school ownership license in exchange for officials dropping legal proceedings against him. The subject of more than 40 investigations, Probst is accused of falsifying school records, failing to reveal a 16-year-old military conviction, and using unlicensed instructors, some of of whom are ex-felons, to teach many of his students. About 25,000 students went through his program. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
A driver in Maine totaled his 2003 Lincoln Navigator the other day, but walked away with nothing more than a bloody nose, and James Lee didn't need the vehicle anyway. He was about to take delivery on the new Volvo SUV he won at McDonald's. Lee was one of 11 customers nationwide who got a winning game piece. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
So five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And tomorrow on Saturday, we are going to cover the gubernatorial debate live at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And it's scheduled to run from 6 to 7 right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And the three of us, Scott Sims and I, are all going to be talking about it afterward. And we're going to invite your participation. And I think it's going to be juicy. Even if it's the most boring thing in the world, it is going to be revealing of quite a bit. And it's going to be our job to decode what we see. What political scientists are saying is that Arnold's feeling confident and arrogant, and he says he's not doing any kind of rehearsing or prepping, which I don't believe for one second. And Phil has really got to knock it out of the park. And whether that's possible in a one-hour situation where everybody's going to be well-defended, Arnold has been making some missteps lately. They haven't been fatal, but he's been using ethnicity and making disparaging comments about various ethnicities. Also, the fact that the CSU board meeting has been postponed, the one that's going to consider a fee increase for students of up to 10% until after the election. But I don't know if that's going to make a big difference. What Phil's campaign has announced is that it's going to, they're kicking off on Sunday, the day after the debate. They're kicking off an Always on Your Side statewide bus tour to Los Angeles. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. God, it's got to be horrible to be a politician and sit on a bus for a few days. You know, you just, maybe they'll take a shot. You know, maybe they get to stop at a motel somewhere, a hotel. Anyway, they are going to hit Los Angeles, Bakersfield, Fresno. On Monday, they're going to be in Modesto, Stockton, and they're going to end up in Oakland and then in San Francisco. So that's the, I don't know if that's going to help Phil Angelides or if it isn't, but that's what he's doing. And here is his schedule for the debate day, which is tomorrow. And again, we are bringing you that debate live at 6 o'clock. I also want to remind you, Arianna Huffington is my guest on Monday. Here is the schedule for Phil's debate tomorrow, and this is the moderator of the debate is a guy who for almost 20 years was a Republican legislator. So I don't know what that, I don't, to me that doesn't augur terrifically well. I'm sure he's a neutral guy, and because he was a Republican legislator, one would hope that he would bend over backwards to be neutral and to be fair, But. Anyway, 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. At 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, he's going to greet his supporters outside the debate hall, outside of Capistrano Hall at Sac State. At 7:30, he is going to attend a post-debate rally with his supporters outside of Amador Hall, which is next to the debate hall at Sac State. Arnold is going to be at a post-debate party at the convention center for his supporters, and both candidates have their watching parties all set up, so they've organized parties of people to watch. Better yet, they should organize them to listen. They can listen on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about many, many things. We've been talking about grammar. We've been talking about Foley. We've been talking about Hastert. We've been talking about, if you're just joining us, you've missed Max Cleland. We've given away tons of tickets, and we have more to give away to the screening, a special screening Tuesday night of the U.S. versus John Lennon to be held at the Tower Theater, 16th and Broadway. But we haven't talked very much about the Amish issue. And I want to ask you a question, because this probably isn't the first time it has come up. It's something that will come up for talk radio and talk hosts, say it fast, tacos. And here's what one talk radio host did. His name is Mike Gallagher. You may have heard him. He used to be on KSTE. He's syndicated. He's a conservative right-wing guy, and I think he's on Fox or one of those cable. He lost all this weight as soon as he got a TV gig, you know. I don't know if he had gastric bypass or he bought himself a personal trainer, but in any event, he is syndicated. And what he did on his recent program was to turn over, he was hijacked, really, out of 55 minutes of his show, but he turned over 55 minutes of his program, his national program, to representatives from this fringe, the worst. These people are the worst. These are the scummiest of scum. A fringe Christian group in exchange for a written promise that its members would not picket the funerals of the five Amish girls killed Monday by a gunman inside their Pennsylvania schoolhouse. These are representatives. He turned over his show to representatives of the Westboro Baptist Church. These are the same people that... when Matthew Shepard, the gay kid, was tortured by those people in, I think it was Montana, this group would, you know, picket and go to funerals and say God hates faggots. And I mean, this group is despicable. There's no kind way to put it. They are despicable. So he turned over 55 minutes of his show to give them a forum and a platform in return for a written promise that they would not picket this funeral. The representatives have contended, listen to this, and it's just a way to get publicity. They're so evil. They are so nasty. They are so reprehensible. But they have contended that the Amish community bears some responsibility for the girls' deaths as a consequence of its religious practices, and which one of which continues to amaze all of us, and that is this amazing forgiveness for the shooter. The group said it was also seeking to draw attention to a dispute with the governor of Pennsylvania who signed legislation this year barring pickets near funerals, a response to the church's attempt to protest near the funerals of American soldiers killed in Iraq. The group said that the military deaths in Iraq were the result of God's disappointment with the sins of America. So when people whose children, bad enough their children have died fighting this ridiculous and not essential war, in Iraq, this war for nothing. People's children are killed in this war. They come home and then they face this battery of people who call themselves Christians and say that you deserve to be dead because this country is so evil, that kind of a thing. So, what Gallagher did in order for these people not to picket the Amish funeral, which I'm not sure they would have been able to do since there was a law that was just signed into place, was to give them 55 minutes on his show. The Lord your God is ramping up the issues, is smiting this nation, said one of the representatives of the church and a daughter of the founder of the church. What he did in one stroke on that day, sending a pervert in because America's a nation of perverts, it's appropriate he sent a pervert in to shoot these children. The Amish people were laid to an open shame because they are a false religion. He says, Gallagher says that he disagrees, strongly disagrees with this group, but he gave him 55 minutes. I think he did it as a publicity stunt. I really think he thought he was going to get major publicity out of this, and he did. He got some publicity in the New York Times. What are your thoughts about that? If you were running a show, if this were your show, and you had a group that said, we will threaten to picket the Amish and call, because they are false religion and they brought this upon themselves and they are despicable and they are this and they are reprehensible, etc., etc. But if you give us 55 minutes of your show, Enid, or any of you listening, we won't do it. We'll sign a pledge as long as we get a free forum to air our filthy, hideous views. Would you do it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I have talked to some of these people from this group. They're awful. They barely fit the definition of what it is to be human. Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I wouldn't let them near my microphone. That's what I would do. They couldn't get near the studio. They would stink it up with their hideous ideas and their nastiness and their evil that they are calling Christianity. It's not Christianity. They've hijacked Christianity in the same way that the hijackers on 9/11 hijacked Islam. But you might have some thoughts about it, and some of you may have been Mike Gallagher listeners. But he turned over 55 minutes of his program to this fringe organization of the, they are the worst. They are such bottom feeders. They are so in it for the publicity. They are so filled with hatred. I mean, the whole idea of forgiveness, of love, of generosity has completely escaped these people. This is people from the Westboro Baptist Church, 349-1320, the Phelps family, the worst. Steve and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
My comment is basically, I mean, if these guys want to pick at the Amish funeral, that's going to make them look bad. But if they hijack the microphone of a talk show, then that makes the talk show host look bad. So he's basically taking responsibility for their actions. If you just let them go ahead and do what they were going to do, they would have to take responsibility for their actions. So, yes, obviously it's the wrong thing to do.
Well, I agree with you. And if you don't give them the oxygen of attention, which is what they crave, the oxygen of an audience. If you don't give them any sunlight and leave them sit in the dark and molder and smell it all up like they really
right.
deserve to do, then I think you give them no oxygen. I think you suffocate them more, really.
Perfect.
But to give them 55 minutes on a national show to spew their hatred, you know, he's doing it. You know what he's doing? He's doing it. This is how pathetic he's got to be. He's doing it for controversy and he's doing it for ratings.
Of course.
If this show is in such trouble that's what he needs to generate controversy, then it's over for him.
Well, I mean, then don't look for sympathy from us. And plus, I mean, the latest thing is that there's no bad publicity, right? I mean, airtime is good airtime.
That's right, and that's why when, you know, Doolittle's running this campaign against Charlie Brown, and he mentions Charlie as much as he mentions himself,
right.
You're right. There's no such thing as bad publicity anymore, and
right.
because nobody has a memory.
Exactly.
If they remember anything, they remember the name. I thank you for the call, Steve. Good points. 349-1320, Josh in Folsom. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Josh.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, sorry, you're kind of breaking up on me. I'm on a cell phone. Listen, I thought I'd just add this perspective. I've had this idea for a little while. I'm really glad when the idiots let me know who they are. And as a publicity stunt from the perspective of the radio host, and I'm not familiar with his work, but as a publicity stunt, it's a pretty weak one. But I'm a believer that all ideas, far and wide, ought to be broadcast out there and open for dissemination, so that free-thinking people can evaluate them. I think that having a group like this air their ignorance and letting individuals judge it for what it is has some merit. And not that I would laud the radio guy for opening.
Okay, then let me ask you this. I have always thought that the antidote for bad speech is more speech, not less speech. So I'm not in favor of censorship typically. But supposing somebody was going to agitate in favor of mowing down innocent children, or supposing someone was going to agitate in favor of sexual perversions of all kinds, of pedophilia, would you give them 55 minutes of your microphone time to do that?
No, I honestly think that it's maybe a case by case, because one thing would the example that you mentioned would be advocating something that not only would be repugnant to most people but also against the law. And so I think that, you know, you could make that distinction. I'm not entirely sure. I know that there have been some laws passed recently about protesting funerals, but,
Should people be allowed? Well, let's ask that question. Free speech. Should people be allowed to protest a funeral? It's a painful time for the family. Should people be allowed to do that?
No.
Well, wait a minute, but Josh, you're contradicting yourself. You're saying that all points of view should be aired, and if you start saying you can't protest a funeral, then where does the slippery slope end? The only thing you really can't do is yell fire in a crowded theater.
Hold on a sec. I don't believe I am, because I think that just as any protest out there on the street, there are certain procedures that you have to go through in order to...
Well, maybe what we do is we say you've got to stand X number of feet away from the family or do something like that. But, you know, if you start saying you can't protest a funeral, then we start saying you can't protest other things as well. So I think that is the question when you're considering issues of free speech. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Cheryl in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid, and that opens up a line. We have a line open. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Listen, I was looking for your station. A friend of mine was talking about it today, and so I was looking for your station, and a few minutes ago, and I ended up on the other guy's station, and I was listening, and I was thinking, is this the station? And, you know, he was talking about the specific, you know, giving 55 minutes to these people. And I agree with everything he said. They are the most vulgar group I can't even imagine. And the minute I realized, whoops, nope, not right station, and then I hit the button, you know, to seek, and I got you, and you're talking on the same topic. I agree with everything that you've said about these vulgar people, and I'm really trying to think this through, that maybe... Because he said I agree the fact that it's for his ratings. I mean, you know, he's kind of, it almost...
Who are you listening to? Are you listening to Savage?
To the guy, the one you're talking about that gave the 55 minutes to
To Gallagher? Is he on in this market somewhere?
Yeah.
So he was defending that, what he did?
Well, yeah. But see, now, let me get to my point here is, anyhow, when I realized, no, this is not the liberal station my friend was talking about. I recognized it, so I started speaking. I found you. You're talking about the same thing. And what he said, and once again, I believe it's like a shock jock for, you know, the extreme right, and it's for publicity. But he said that he traded 55 minutes of his show to keep them from going out there and protesting these Amish families with signs that said, you know, death to your little horse, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I this morning on the news, I was watching, and I'm not going to say
protesters,
but people that were in support of the families and the tragedy that was going on at these funerals. And I would, and he's got a specific audience. I never heard that 55 minutes. I don't know anything about what they said in that 55. Only can imagine how vulgar it is, because I am familiar with Matthew Shepard and their role there. But if they would have been on national TV this morning with those signs, they would have had a lot larger audience. And so maybe he did some of us a favor in one little iota of the word by not...
Here's what I want to tell you something inside baseball here, Cheryl. Some of these talk hosts, and all of them, as soon as Rush became successful, a lot of them wanted, they just parroted Rush. Whether they were liberal or they were conservative, they all wanted to sound like Rush because they all wanted to be as successful as Rush. If you think Rush believes a fraction of what he says, then, you know, I have a bridge I want to sell you. I really don't think he believes a fraction of it. I think he has found, I think Savage is the same way, whose real name is Mike Weiner, and who knocked on doors for years before a door would open for him to do radio, and who cobbled together these dopey cut and paste kind of books. I mean, these guys, and started out as a liberal, these guys found out what would pay the bills, what would be the butter on their bread, and they just kept zooming in and giving their audience what they think their audience wants to hear. And whether it corresponds to reality and whether it corresponds to anything they actually believe in is absolutely immaterial. So I think that Gallagher was looking for, you know, if he was trying to keep those horrible people from calling those nice little Amish girls whores, then you got to ask, which whore are we dealing with here, really? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question.
Once again, I agree with you. Everything you said, I mean, I'm the choir. What I'm thinking is when I was viewing the funerals.
No, I understand, Cheryl. I understand what you said.
I didn't see those signs.
Yes, but I think even starving them of radio, of any kind of airtime, would have helped to drive them deeper into the dirt that they live in. But I do thank you for finding us, and I'm delighted that you have. I hope you continue to call in. Thanks, Cheryl. 349-1320. We have one line open. Richard in North Highlands. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
I've been this guy Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church. I've actually sort of been following this small group of nuts, and it's pretty much Phelps and his family.
Yeah, it is.
And that's about it. And there's actually a lot of stuff on the Internet about them, and some people have taken a good look at this strange little family cult in Kansas. They really are. It's just
they've dedicated, you know,
and hateful they are.
They are very hateful. And this is what I think where there is a correspondence with the administration. They have dedicated their lives to hate, and they have called it love and Christianity. Just like the administration dedicates itself to kind of the manufacture of terrorism and bungling and calls it, we're protecting you. They can't even protect their pages. How are they protecting the country, really?
I think it's important to say, too, that, you know, these folks really are only a step or two removed from, fundamentalist Christian leaders that are thought of as much more, you know, quote-unquote mainstream. And shame on this guy for giving this.
I wouldn't have given him 55. Yeah, I think maybe he was hoping to get some publicity out of it. Maybe he has. Well, I'm talking about it, aren't I? Richard, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Jones in Stockton. Hi, Jones. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm very interested in this comparison between Fred Phelps and the Amish. I think it just reveals that all people calling themselves Christians are not the same.
Well,
and if it kind of angers me when I hear people say that, well, they're all really very close to each other. That's just not true, obviously. And the people in Pennsylvania, obviously, are not anything like Fred Phelps and his crowd. And I think if you just examine it a little bit, you could see the people in the Amish are Christian. They are the real deal. And it's astonishing what they did, what those children did, volunteering to go so that another child could live. It just annoys the heck out of me.
Those, you know, something has happened in the society where it's suddenly open season on little girls.
Yeah.
Because there's been a whole spate of these, and it just breaks my heart. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. And Bob in Arden Park. Hi, you're live with Enid. Bob?
Oh, yes. Enid?
Yes.
Bob here.
Yes.
I'm calling in. I was at the Durston-Lundgren debate last night in Elk Grove, and I thought I'd call in because I heard you earlier say that you'd like somebody to call in about it.
I would love to talk to you about it. I'll tell you what. We need to take a break. Will you hang with us? Because I want to hear an eyewitness report.
All right. I'd be glad to hang in with you. I'm planning to go to his party tonight at 7, but I'll stay here as long as it takes.
Okay. It's just a few minutes, and we'll talk to you because I am eager to hear what really went down. Thanks, Bob. We're going to put you on hold. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. It's 77 here in the River City, and Marconi Avenue just east of Watt Avenue is about our only really true traffic incident right now, a three-car crash. Madison Avenue on route to eastbound I-80, we have a two-car crash, but it looks like that's just about to be all cleaned up. Northbound 99 just north of Macrobe, we have a vehicle over the fog line. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Most Americans. The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LeftChannel.com.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. That is you and me. You and me.
get the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Stay with Enid on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3-7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And a special edition, all of us, Scott, Sims, and me tomorrow. We are going to bring you the gubernatorial debate live, 6 o'clock, right here. And then afterward, after it's over, which is scheduled to be at about 7, we will have a special election edition. So we'll be talking among ourselves and with you about what we heard, what we saw, how you thought the debate went, and instead of hurling some sharp object at your radio or television set, call us instead, because I think it's going to tell the tale. One way or another, it's going to tell us what's going on. All right, when we last left each other, Bob had called from Arden Park to report in on the Durston debate last night with Lundgren. Bob, tell us what happened. I read an account in the paper, and it sounded like Lundgren lost it at a certain point.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, yes. Bob.
That's exactly what I feel about all the main good issues that the League of Women Voters brought up. Durston just outclassed him in every way from my perspective. Lundgren really was just talking about the usual administration policies and the usual things that he's been doing, which aren't very good in Congress, for at least from Durston's point of view. It was on the Iraq War, torture, veterans, health care.
Did Lundgren, Medicare. Bob, did Lundgren lose it at any point? Did he get testy?
Yes, he lost it at one point. Somebody made some remark in the audience, and he just went blank and stared at him, and somebody else did something, but I couldn't see very well from where I was or hear what that was.
How many people do you estimate were there?
Jammed, and maybe there were 150 people jammed in there.
Mostly Durston supporters.
I think that's the way it worked out, because when Durston gave his final comments, the place just erupted with applause for what he had to say.
Wow. So, do you think it's going to make a difference since everybody, the choir was there and we're being preached to?
The difference is a big problem in this district right now, and getting out the message. And I know that this is going to be replayed on Channel 17. Not many people go to it. And
what time and what time, what day is it going to be aired on?
I think it's on the 22nd, and I don't know. I think it's in the evening, but I'm not quite sure.
Why don't you find out or have somebody let us know, and we'll let people know to watch it on television.
That's
they can see the debate.
Idea.
All right, now I want to ask you, does anybody have any...
Very well worth listening to.
Okay, Bob, does anybody have any numbers to indicate how well Durston is doing vis-a-vis Lundgren? Is it
this is one of the things. I see it with Charlie Brown, and I see it in Pombo's area, but I don't see anything in Congressional District 3 about that kind of thing.
Is it a heavily Republican gerrymandered district like Congressional District 4 is?
Oh, absolutely. They did it on purpose. You ought to see the design of it. It's like a big octopus that goes all the way to the Nevada border and the extent of Solano County and Alberta up in the other direction.
Wow.
It's a real thing. But the main population is here in Arden Park, Carmichael, Fair Oaks, Folsom, Citrus Heights, and Antelope is in it, too. So you've got that real strong population area, which was gerrymandered purposely for the Republican Party.
Well, Bob, I am delighted that you called us with this report. And when somebody from the Durston campaign knows when the debate will air on television, I hope that someone will let us know, and we will let our audience know as well. Thank you so much.
Let the main office know about that, and maybe someone there will call you about.
Well, they ought to, because
that's going on.
It's free publicity for them. I thank you very much, Bob. Instead of giving publicity to, for example, that hateful group that calls itself Christian, we like to give publicity to these candidates who really have a shot at it and who would be a much greater improvement than the incumbent. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Enid. This is Steve from Freedom from War, and we're having the Freedom from War 1320 music mixer down here at the Gigabyte Cafe. So I just want to welcome everybody to come down.
Right now?
Sure. It's starting right now. It's 2427 Marconi, but I would prefer them to come after your show is over.
well, they can listen on their way over. All right.
They could do that, too. They could do that, too.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen there at the Gigabyte Cafe?
We're going to have a band playing. We're going to have just tons of stuff going on, some video, more music. David Dionetsi is going to be speaking. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that heads up.
Thank you for sponsoring this Peace Week. You guys are just absolutely awesome.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
And I love your show. You are the goddess.
Ah,
you are.
Well, we like that. Oh, thank you. A largely self-inflicted title on my part. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Caitlin, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, is it Kathleen?
Hi, Enid, can you hear me?
Yes, is it Kathleen?
It's Kathleen, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Enid. I'm the campaign manager for Dr. Bill Durston.
Okay.
We're just actually, I'm sorry for the noise, but we're just loading Max Cleland's wheelchair into the car right now.
Okay.
Okay, so I just wanted to call in and say that the debate last night went excellently. Dr. Bill Durston did a fantastic job.
Okay.
KCR3 was there last night and did film it. It will be on Access Media. If you go to Access Media.
Is it going to be on KCRA's newscast tonight?
It was on last night. I saw it on the 11 o'clock news.
Okay, good.
They did show bits and pieces of it.
Good.
So, you know, as far as the polling goes, you know, that's we're running a grassroots campaign, and it costs a lot of money to do polling. We haven't had the Democratic Party behind us financially on that aspect of it. So.
Okay, so now how can we help you and Dr. Durston, Kathleen? How can we help him take the district away from that awful Lundgren, that awful evil Lundgren?
Well, what we need to do is, you know, everybody from this point forward needs to commit as much of their free time, their non-working time, to precinct walking and phone banking and getting the message out to the voters.
And how do we contact you?
They can reach us at the Elk Grove office. We have two main offices.
What's the number? Give us the number. We don't want to make it hard on people.
421-0202.
421-0202.
And the Fair Oaks office is 961-2866.
961-2866. And what's the website?
The website is durstonforcongress.org.
And Durston is spelled D-U-R-S-T-O-N.
That's correct.
durstonforcongress.org. So if you've got an extra 5 or 10 or 20 bucks or 100 or a million, they could use your help, Durston for Congress. So could Charlie Brown. And we need need your help, and Durston needs your help, volunteering money or volunteering time. So is that about it, Kathleen?
That's exactly what we need. In fact, tonight we're heading right now down. I'm looking at Science Zoo. You can stop this war now as we're driving past the Capitol. But we're headed down to the Machinist Union Hall down at Sunrise off of Sunrise Boulevard for a dinner with Max Cleland. He'll be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:15 or so.
And is there a charge? Is there a cost to going?
There is, a $50 donation suggested, but as always, no one will be turned away. No Durston supporter will be turned away. So we really encourage everybody to come on down tonight and listen to Max Cleland, and Jim Cook will also, he's running for assembly, he'll be speaking, as will Dr. Durston.
Wonderful. Well, I am delighted. So this is good news, and we just had Max Cleland on the program. So when you have the information as to the access, whenever the debate is going to air on television, let us know.
I will, and we'll put that up on the Durston for Congress website, but I will give you a call and let you know.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Lots of good luck.
Okay, thank you very much, Enid.
You're welcome. Bye. So there it is, durstonforcongress.org. Greg in Carmichael, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Greg.
Hello, and I want to echo my sentiments to Kathleen, who's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful and beautiful campaign manager. But yes, I hope that as many people as possible can come out tonight at the Machinist Hall and hear Senator Cleland. It's going to be a wonderful event. Part of the process of taking our country back in the 3rd Congressional District for that fact.
Well, I hope Durston is successful. I hope people wake up. I hope Foley Gate spur people who had questions to really do the right thing and vote some of the rascals out. I thank you very much for the call, Greg. And Bob, thank you. Calling from Vacaville, thanks for being so patient. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Good evening, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the Amish situation.
Yes.
You know, they're very frustrating. I worked very hard to build up my cynicism and keep that wall in place. And when I heard today what they were doing, it just really, it's very difficult to be cynical in that situation. Did you hear the families of the children went to the home of the shooter and brought goods and meals and et cetera and wanted to check in and see how they were doing?
You know, I didn't hear that part. I know that they have forgiven or are working toward forgiveness, but no, I wasn't aware of that part of it. You know what Lily Tomlin says about cynicism? No matter how cynical she gets, she can't keep up.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm surrounded by institutional hypocrisy and corruption. And then you hear a story like that where they're capable of doing something with such decency.
I want you to know that in the land of time forgot, which is where I have a place and grew up, not so far away and maybe an hour or two away, is an Amish enclave. And you see them in the buggies and you see their faces and you see their lovely homes. Some of them have quite lovely large homes. No electrical, no electricity poles or anything like that. You'll see the propane tanks, but no electricity. But what you see in their faces is this marvelous visage. They're just a calm. They're almost radiant. It isn't like they feel deprived. You know, they don't have MTV. They don't have fancy clothes. They're not fretting about not being able to afford designer wear. They just look, there's an incredible quality there, and you're struck by it, and you can hardly keep from staring for a variety of reasons. Anyway, Bob, I thank you very much for the observation. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well there, I had a possible calm on my face for a moment, but then I did find at Bruceville Road at Twin Cities Road, there is, oh my goodness, there's a 3-car crash there. A possible fatality. So we do have emergency vehicles and several of them on scene. A three-car crash with injuries at Motherlode Drive and in North Star Drive. Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of T Street. We have a two-car crash and a disabled vehicle. Enid Live will continue at 77 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. Left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This Thursday through Sunday.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life, as Santa Ana's going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I want to remind you again that normally I'm on only weekdays, but tomorrow is an exception. We are going to bring you the gubernatorial debate live at 6 o'clock, at 6 p.m. right here on AM 1320. And then afterwards, Scott Sims and I are going to talk about it, and we hope that you will join us in the conversation. It's a special election edition, and I think that what it's going to be the only debate that Phil and Schwartzy have with each other. I don't know if you can even call it a debate. More like a conversation, more like simultaneous monologues, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting however it shakes down, and it will be revealing even if it appears not to reveal anything at all. So I hope that you will join us tomorrow. 349-1320-866-626-1320, and Arianna Huffington joins us on Monday, and we have, I think, 4 pairs of tickets to the U.S. versus John Lennon to give away. Not yet, but we'll be doing it in the next few minutes. So, James in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, this is James.
Hi, James.
Yeah, my comment is that this won't be a fair debate at all, in my opinion, because you're just going to have the two main parties involved, Schwarzenegger and Angelides, but Peter Camelo should be involved in this, and I'm very disappointed in that.
Well, maybe he should be involved, but the two main players are Schwartzy and Phil, and that's that. And your vote for Peter Camelo is going to wind up being a vote for Schwartzy, whether you intend it or you don't.
Well, that's what they say, but I'm a Green, and I like what they stand for, and I think it's only fair that you have other... There's more than just two opinions in this country and in this state that believe in the two-party system, so...
All right. Well, you know, I can understand your feelings about it, James, and I thank you for registering them. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Cheryl in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Just as my cell phone goes out, can you hear me?
I can.
I was at the debate last night with Durston and Lundgren, and I didn't get to stay for the whole event, but I was there for about half of it. And Lundgren did definitely lose it a couple times.
Oh, he did? Oh, how juicy.
Yeah. There was a time when someone in the audience just said lying words to him, disrupted the thing. it was also interesting that Dan Lundgren did not answer the information that Durston had to say about his fine from the Fair Political Practices Committee about not reporting in-kind contributions. But he had lots to say about, well, it depends on how you define torture.
Well, what did he have to say about Foley? Did anybody ask him about that?
No, I didn't hear any questions about that. And he tried to say he was an environmentalist when he had nothing to back that up with. It was pretty funny.
Wow. Well, you know, the Bush administration is great at saying what it is, and even though it isn't what it is, but they have branded themselves something. It's just like that Phelps group, that horrible group that call themselves Christians, and all they are evil haters. They hate everything, and they are just people who deserve to be starved of oxygen in a dark, dim, dingy, smelly root cellar somewhere instead of being given airtime by a nationally syndicated radio talk host. I can't see the advantage of that at all. Cheryl, I thank you very much for the observations. We have a few more minutes left of Enid Live, and before we take our break, which we're going to do right now, and I'm going to give you the numbers, 349-1320, I have 4 pairs of tickets to give away. 3 pairs of tickets to give away to the U.S. versus John Lennon
It's going to screen. It's going to screen Tuesday night, October 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Tower Theater, which is 16th and Broadway. You be the first three people to call, and you're going to have. But you have to come and pick them up here, 5345 Madison Avenue. So three pairs of tickets to the U.S. versus John Lennon. It screens Tuesday, October the 10th at 7:30 p.m. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Friday edition of Enid Live. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. We do have some accidents going on now. I tell you, Twin Cities Road and Bruceville Road, I would stay clear of that. We have several emergency vehicles on scene, and it's a 3- or 4-car crash. There is fatalities there, so try to go around that. Don't even go down Twin Cities at the moment. Hit and run, though no injuries at 9460 Lake Natoma. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The truth according to Enid will set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Make my way through this dark night. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far gone, how high I've climbed. On the backs of 65 stones, on the shoulder hit my line.
656 is the time. We just have a minute and a half or so left until we say goodbye to each other, but only until tomorrow. And I want to remind you again, we are AM 1320. We are going to carry the gubernatorial debate live. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. This is the fabulous Friday edition as it draws to a close. But we are interested. I'm very excited to see how the debate comes down. It's going to be the only debate that Phil and Arnold and Gagin. I don't know if you can even call it a debate. Maybe a simultaneous monologue would be more accurate. Maybe a conversation. They're not going to stand. They're going to sit for whatever that's all about. The moderator is a former Republican legislator who is now a registered lobbyist with the California Broadcasters